someone's going to get offended. It's just the way the world works. So to hopefully save everyone a little time and or energy, here's this. The opinions that you hear are those of the host and callers, and not those of iHeartMedia, its management, or advertisers.
The Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning.
Hey, sure is. You want the best, you got the best. Last talk show in the morning. Anywhere in the country, it's the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live all over the world on iHeartRadio. A great way to get us. If you have Alexa, you can say, Alexa, play Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio, and it'll do it for you. If you say, Alexa, play the Monsters of the Morning podcast, it'll do that. Our podcast channel is right there on iHeartRadio under all the other podcasts. And when you have that, you've got shows from 3 days ago, 3 weeks ago, 3 months ago with very creative titles. I was reading some more of the titles again the other day that Angel puts up, and it's funny. You just read the titles, you're going to get a kick out of it. It's pretty cool, and it's on iHeartRadio. Also, we have our own YouTube channel, iHeartMonsters Radio on YouTube. We're up to almost like 10,000 subscribers. We appreciate that. I appreciate you going there. The best way to find everything is monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm. I just put up a photo of J-Lo on her birthday, in her birthday bikini. Man, she still looks good.
Dang.
You got to check it out at monsters.fm. It was Tattoos Day yesterday? No, 2 days ago.
2 days ago.
Yesterday was Woman Crush Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm a little behind.
Today's Twerk Day.
Yeah. Twerk Morning. We'll get that
out there. Twerk Morning. All that's on the website at monsters.fm. What's up, guys? I'm Russ Rollins, host of the program, and with everyone this morning, we're doing this until 11. Here's the gut-ripping champion of Palatka, Florida, Dirty Jim.
Hello.
Our producer is Angel LaBoom, Angel Rivera.
Come on, logo.
And to my right is Mr. Motivation, Carlos Navarro.
To the top, never stop, baby.
And Savannah's here, the Gator Entertainer.
Can I just ask a quick, super quick question?
Why, certainly, Savannah.
How come if you have all those brand new fancy headphones, I have to wear these ones that you can only hear in one ear?
The box
Why won't you share?
The box is open.
You don't want to share.
You son of a bitch.
I'm not being mean. I'm just curious. Because you place Carlos's in front of him every day.
I do.
You plug him in for
him. Today he didn't. And I think he's mad at me.
And I don't even get an option.
Well, I wanted to bring up that point, but every time I bring up any headphones, Russ starts screaming and yelling and throwing the headphones. Oh, he's a maniac.
Oh, it's
crazy about
you.
No, I don't know. What are your issues with the headphones, Russ? You did pay for them all. Out of your own pocket, out of your own fish and tackle box.
Right, it's in the fish and tackle, and the fish and tackle box has a hole in it because Savannah threw that knife.
Well, I also threw a knife.
Well, the only reason that even exists still is because Carlos would not let me bust it open the other day.
How come, if you've been in radio for a lot of years, why do you not have your own headphones?
You know, because you have hard times, uh-huh. You get rid of your headphones, and then you get back on the radio, and you get new ones, and then you have hard times.
That's the road of a radio journeyman.
Yeah.
What I would pay for the security tape of you standing in front of Rick from Pawn Stars with some busted ass Sonys trying to get $18.
Hey, look, these headphones are radio go.
And then telling him the story of them trying to make them more valuable.
They sold out Hard Rock Live 5 times.
So
they weren't there though because that was a live show. But anyway,
here's how things work though. So
they're a little wide. I don't know if you noticed this melon.
Carlos is using headphones from the box. So now that Savannah sees that, she thinks
I can only hear in one ear in the guest headphones. Which I'm sure is fine with the guests.
There's another.
I'm committed.
A box full of headphones right there to your right.
Well, I didn't know it was there, and thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm glad you're back. I was happy to see you. I think that's why it hurt so much. I never
said you couldn't wear the headphones.
No, we talked about it.
No, we did. We had a conversation about it here, and he was
so
like, "No, use those."
Yeah. You know what? For all the guests and stuff, though, I like to use the older ones first, so the newer ones don't wear out. You know what I'm saying? Because they start getting that wear.
Remember,
that wear.
These things have feelings.
These things are
aware that whether they're being used or not used.
I forgot about that.
Want to hurt any headphones' feelings.
Well, is this true?
He's right on the money.
I forgot about that because it's so bizarre.
Those headphones, they expect to be used when they come in. And those are the best ones we have.
Are you saying your headphones are too fancy? Like, their feelings will be hurt if they have to go on my big-ass head? is that what you're trying to say? That's how I'm feeling.
I did not say anything about your big ass head. I let that out.
So can I finally get those headphones for her? Can I grab those headphones for her?
For her?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and get them. I don't care.
Are you sure? Look how he's cringing.
I know. Are you sure?
Yeah, make sure you get the ones that are the least new, though.
On the one morning that we don't have the YouTube guys here, because what would be great to have is footage of Russ consoling the other headphones. Don't worry. We'll have other guests, and you can be used as well.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, the saddest of the headphones are those. The ones that are camouflage.
Those are our skull candies. You. When Skull Candy kicked down headphones. Those are our road warriors.
Skull Candy should still be kicking down headphones. What the heck?
I lost track of that relationship.
Oh, you did?
I'll shoot email to them.
Do we still have a... I know we have a relationship with them. Are we able to get hold of Bert Kreischer?
The
machine?
Me and Brett exchange messages at least once or twice a week.
Oh, I'd love to talk to him whenever we get a chance.
You want him to call in?
I would love that.
Isn't every minute of that dude's life documented on social media?
You know, it is, and I got stuck in a wormhole yesterday.
He's a beast at doing that.
In the wormhole I got stuck on, I was watching some stuff. Carlos kind of turned me on to Joe Rogan, who I never really, I don't listen to other talk radio guys just because I don't want to steal from him, you know?
But he's not a radio guy.
Right. So, but in that, he was interviewing Bert Kreischer, and Bert Kreischer told a story that I'd never heard before about him and Gene Simmons, and he just had this situation, and it was really funny. So I thought
Bert's one of Joe's guys.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's like kind of one of his mainstays who kind of comes on a lot. But Bert is always on social media, but he doesn't pay for some social media company. He had his wife put the camera on the end of a pool stick the other day to do a shot to introduce his Netflix DVD show.
Right.
Bert is doing it the exact way you should be doing it, but he's an anomaly. He's a unicorn. He's a freaking beast.
Oh, he's great. And he told that same story about the machine to Joe Rogan, and he says something like, I told this on another radio show the other day, and it killed, which I know he was talking about us, because that was the first time he told that story, and now that's like his story he tells.
That's his go-to.
It's his go-to now.
Yeah, that's his go-to in any of his sets now. That's like that's the
machine.
You can, like, when he's doing his thing, it's funny because then he sets everything up, and then he sets it up for this, and then he goes to that story. You know,
but he had almost the exact same situation that I had with Gene Simmons. He had the same one bad. I mean, just a really really rude bad situation. And I thought it'd be cool to talk to him.
That's everyone's encounter with Simmons.
Boy, a lot of people. I know. I watched Joe Rogan, which I never really watched before, but he did an interview with Paul Stanley. It was like a 2-minute or a 2-hour interview. And it was the best interview I'd ever seen with Paul, for sure.
I'm glad you enjoyed that.
And I didn't realize Joe Rogan is probably as big of a Kiss fan as I am. And he asked great questions. They weren't your normal questions. It was a little more in depth, and it was really
like
cool.
Like old school Kiss questions.
Yeah. No, he didn't do that. He was talking more about Paul and the way he thinks,
thought processes,
and not really about the band as much. But it was very interesting. But once again, you know, I know what you do when you're alone in your house, Angel, because we talked about that this morning.
Wow, that's gross.
When
I'm alone in my house.
Great detail.
When I'm alone in my room.
I'll get stuck, you know, watching some Kiss video, right? My wife, she even walked in yesterday. She goes, like, you know, normal guys would be watching porn if you got the house to yourself
my porn.
I'm always catching you watching Kiss videos. You yesterday had your place to yourself for the first time. And what does Angel do?
Oh, well, and it was off the heels of the conversation we had here during the day about, you know, your go-to movies and whatnot. So I ended up having the house all by myself. It was one of those bizarre moments that hasn't happened in probably a year and a half.
Wow. Yeah.
Just nobody there and no one planning to be there for a couple hours. And off the heels of our conversation yesterday, sat down in front of the TV and watched Fight Club and Baby Driver.
Oh.
I mean, volume loud, had all the speakers on, everything.
And how happy were you?
Oh, it was awesome.
I bet you can find something new with Fight Club every time when you're watching.
Yeah, there's nuances, absolutely. Yeah. And Baby Driver, left off the list yesterday, is slowly becoming one of those films for me as well.
Yeah, oh, nice.
Because there's little tidbits about it. Like, if you watch that movie and you put the headphones on, you put the music on, there's a thing that it matches up with the movie.
Cool.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I just learned about this recently.
I'll be damned. So how did it come to an end? Like did someone walk in the house like, oh, okay, now my time alone is over. Did you go pick them up? Or
baby wipe?
No, yeah. It comes to the end in two ways. I have to go get the medicine for the little one because she's not feeling well.
Aww.
And then my lady's like, come over. We need to talk.
Oh,
I was like, cool.
Yeah. We need to talk. Yeah. Is that a good we need to talk? Or?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah,
that, you understand that's usually not the case, though, right? like, the we need to talk thing is never, hey, we need to talk.
Yeah.
It's time for us to finally invite another girl into the bedroom.
Oh, it's never
like, it's like, we need to talk, get your ass and get the blank out of here. That's usually what it is.
Yeah.
No, it's not like that.
I had it timed out.
I'm not saying it's on, I'm just saying.
Where I'm like, okay, she doesn't get off work till 6. I got 2 hours I can watch this interview thing, which I was really enjoying. And she got home like an hour early. And I'm like, get out of here. I'm like, oh, damn. I still got an hour of this.
I was
really getting into this.
Shoo.
And I didn't want to make
you get out of here, Bear.
And I'm very concerned about, I don't want to make her suffer through stuff that I'm sure she's not as interested in, like an interview with Paul Stanley. But I did get to watch the whole thing, and it was
who's this old woman he's talking to?
Nah, he's a smart dude, man. He really is a smart dude.
Yeah, I know. He just looks like an old woman.
Yeah.
Just like Steven Tyler.
He was 62 when he did this particular interview, and a guy's in better shape than all of us. I mean, the guy's, you know, he's in.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, yeah, man, because I challenge
him. That was kind of rude.
Yeah, well, I got stairs in my house.
Yeah. 62. How did the things go yesterday, Savannah? I know you had didn't you have a big day yesterday at Gatorland?
Yeah, I did. I had to do a bunch of things yesterday, so I didn't get to make it here, and I was there till like 11 o'clock the night before. So
wow!
Damn, girl.
It was good.
So now kids are starting to go back to school in a little bit. Are you
they're like 2 weeks out?
You got 2 weeks out. So is it really crazy there as far as tourists?
It has been. I think I only worked there for 2 years, but it's been record years for the past 2 years, and this summer has been a record summer. Like. Forever.
Yeah.
So it has been very, very, very busy. Like, whew, catch your breath and go.
You did a video the other day. If you don't follow Savannah on her Instagram, you should, or her Facebook, you should. You did one the other day of, I think it was a Cuban crocodile coming out of the water.
That's Ricardo.
Man, that's a beautiful gator.
Yeah. That's Ricardo.
Very good.
That was Ricardo. That's what I thought it was.
And it's a crocodile.
It's a crocodile, yeah, but a Cuban crocodile. And the way it walks, it's up on its, you know, its belly's way up on its, because like a dog in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I checked the comments on that, and isn't it interesting how people love...
Oh. Whoa.
Love him.
See?
I can video him taking a poo.
See?
And they would love it more than anything else I've ever done.
It's a mean looking crocodile, but yet.
He's a badass.
Beautiful in some weird way, you know?
He's mucho dice muy guapo.
Carlos said muy guapo.
Muy guapo. Tú sabes.
Well,
I like photos, you know?
Russ doesn't know what to say.
We got
he doesn't speak Spanish.
Oh.
I do not know what you're saying.
Uno sabe español, chico.
Just want some
still. He doesn't get it.
I don't know.
Neither do I.
I just yelled. Well, Ricardo just yelled, "I'm going to kill you."
Sorry. Oh God! I'm telling you something else. I watched yesterday too. And I waited.
Red zone.
I waited for my wife to get home to watch this with her because you guys told me how great it was. I watched the Sacha Baron Cohen episodes.
Who is America?
Oh my God, Jimmy! If you've not watched this. It's Who is America.
You,
I
haven't seen it.
It's
Savannah.
What's it on?
It's on Showtime. But okay. Basically, you can't believe that these people actually fall for it or actually participate with the stuff that Sacha Baron Cohen does. And the one that made the news yesterday with the senator dropping his pants and yelling the N-word.
State representative.
State representative. Yeah, state rep. He stepped down because he got
Patrick Spencer.
God, Jimmy. It's
a moron.
I can't believe that guy got elected for anything.
Yeah, man, there's
he's
so
as
many
stupid
seats,
as they come.
Man. It's crazy. If you ever get around real, like, and not like I ever got around a high level, but I got around a little bit of it, you meet some people and you're like,
you got elected?
Savannah, you got elected?
He basically tells this guy that he's like, look, if you want to make sure ISIS doesn't attack you, you got to drop your pants and say, I'll
turn you gay.
I'll make you homosexual.
And Sacha Baron Cohen is pretending the part to be an Israeli general captain who is teaching you how to defend against ISIS. Uh-huh.
And the state representative does it, like, on
was
camera.
Was he on drugs?
No.
He had a paralyzing fear of an ISIS attack. And it's true. He had a paralyzing fear. He was absolutely sure that we were going to be attacked and he was going to be targeted for an attack.
But the best part, Jimmy, is when he says, listen, you got to just yell the N-word. Just yell the N-word. Yeah. And he starts yelling the one that we're thinking of.
Obviously.
And he's like, no, that's terribly
that's
racist.
Horrible.
I meant the word knowledge.
And that starts with a K.
I know.
Honestly, it's one of those situations you can talk about it and like explain it, but
you
like
watch
until
it. You
see
can't believe it
because there's some parts you're watching and you're watching out of the corner of your eye because you realize.
And I had the same feeling Angel did. I almost felt
bad watching it.
I loved it.
I mean, look, when it goes to cringe factor, it's at a max.
Yeah.
When it goes to like, oh my god, at some point you're wanting them to turn around and be like, ah, got you.
Yeah, I think Junkie was talking about this yesterday, and I think that's exactly what he said. He goes, it's so bad, you actually think the representative, the senator, state senator, whatever, is in on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like it's that bad, but then you realize he's not, and it is that bad.
And the one girl, they start talking about the parts of the brain, and she's like, I think it was a guy or a girl, I forget, but they talk about the Cardi B.
The Cardi B, as it travels down the Cardi B Escalon, and it gets on the offset Cardinal to the Maroon 5.
Right.
Like, they're just
reading whatever is in front of them and pitching for kids to have, for four-year-olds to have guns.
Toddlers with machine guns.
It's crazy to watch. If you get a chance to watch it, it's really good. It's called Who is America?
Brilliant.
It sounds like it's making fun of America.
No, I don't think I'm going to like that. He does it on all sides. He does multiple characters that kind of, it shows who this country is. I mean, it's
It shows the
extremes.
The most stupid of them. Yeah. All right, you're listening to The Monster of the Morning.
Feeling chatty and abundant.
And that is how I ended up with one testicle.
407-916-1041. Toll free, 888-978-1041.
Real Radio 104.1.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Monsters in the Morning on Rare Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, Carlos, and Savannah, all here today. Let's see, I saw on Facebook
you have
video of you skating. Is that getting prepared for the skate night?
I don't know how that all of a sudden resurfaced, because it's an older video.
Oh, you know what happens, Savannah? We talk around our computers, the microphone is on, it grabs all this stuff, and then it pushes it back out again.
Well, that's what just happened.
See, I
guess it's crazy.
I thought you put it out because of the skate night.
I put it out like 4 or 5 months ago.
Huh.
Yeah, it was my friend Aaron's birthday party. I don't know why it's all of a sudden
you
up there again.
You tagged me in it, and when you tag me, that sends notifications to my friends.
Because Carlos was trolling me last night and sending me weirdo pictures.
What kind of pictures?
And I was like, dude, what are you doing?
Very bizarre pictures of her that I found on her page.
Of her?
Yeah, well, Ryan Holmes is helping actually, he's doing a flyer for the skate night August 10th, and we're getting pictures of everybody, and he's like, I don't have one of Savannah. So I was like, well, let me go to her Facebook page and look.
She's got plenty.
And that's a crazy
little rabbit
hole.
Right, because if there's one thing
hole.
The world is lacking, it's pictures of me.
Well, yeah, I know. And then I kept going and clicking, and it's weird how now you see your life if you're really active in social media, and you're pretty active. You know, to go back basically 10 years.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Well, everyone's invited to this. It's going to be on the August the 10th.
Yeah.
And it says there are families and couples. You know, they want families to show up and everything. Families up to 5 people, it's $20 or $9 per person. So if you got, you know, 5 people in your family, it's only $20.
That's a great deal.
August 10th?
Plus skate rental, huh?
It's a Friday, right?
Friday. August 10th.
Yeah, it should be cool.
It should be very cool. Wear your back-to-school gear as well. You know, it'll be cool.
Yeah. Yes, Angel.
Just out of question, you know, I don't know what the proper etiquette of these things are, whatever, you know. So, what if I happen not to be, let's say, a, you know, roller skating dude, but I want to bring my Sector 9 board and I shred it up on the roller skating rink? Is that going to be allowed,
bruh? Bro, that's outside, bro. If you want to hang out,
I got my wheels are fresh. They're not all tore
all
up.
Right.
It's all tip top. It's a great board. I just want to ride the board inside.
Hey,
is that all right?
You're the DJ. You walk in with your board and you're like, hey, man, my next set is outside in this empty pool.
Can I bring in my own speed skates?
You're going to bust your ass if you get on a skateboard on a skating rink floor.
Oh, my God. You can bring your own speed skates. You can.
Hey, Carlos, you bought your own speed skates.
I did. I had been meaning to buy some for a while. I hate.
Had that on your list, did you?
It was, yeah, because every time I went, I would wear the potato skates. You know, the little, and I hated them because they literally are from 1972.
And you have to sit and adjust them because some people like their trucks loose.
Sure.
Some people like their trucks a little tighter, and if you don't have good wheels, one skate will go to one way. The bearings are bad.
Even,
I get it.
Even worse, the damn shoelaces don't. Like half of them are like there. You got to tuck it under anyway. And I'd been going not
you know, every single day, but enough to where I'm like, I'd like to have my own skates. They're not that expensive.
Well, daughter is young enough where she's always she's gonna want to go.
She has her own skates, and my wife got her own skates, and so this is something like I talked about before is that we're trying to do it not only for fun. But it's a good exercise, and it's a family thing we can all do together.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just gotta strap them to my feet and be able to. I gotta strap these to my feet. I'm gonna strap them to my feet with Velcro or something, and then
we need to get you a pair of Teva skates.
All I'm doing is during the couple skate, I'm gonna try to skate around and tap people on the shoulder and say, "Okay, tell them they're out of the contest," and then whoever's left on there is gonna win a $500 something, and I'll be able to. It's a big deal, yeah. So the couple skate thing is going to be a big deal. I don't.
Are you trying to relive your Grease fantasy at the dance off?
That's what it is. Yeah, they also did it in Urban Cowboy where they had a dance contest, and they walk around, and they tap them on the shoulder, and you're not
scooting well enough.
Yeah, yeah. And then the last people that left out will win a $500.
So you're going to be judging on how romantic people skate.
Yes,
and sexy.
And sexy.
Is it sexy or romance?
Also, there's a darkest hickey contest.
Oh my goodness.
But you know what I'm shocked?
I'll let you play the music. Yeah. I mean, whatever real, you know, good skate, couple skate music.
We're doing couple skate music? Yeah, or we're doing straight up boning music?
What's a good couple skate song like?
Well, there's kids there.
Oh, that's right.
I heard one the other day. Dang it. And I even videoed it because I was going to send it to you. And then I was like, he's going to think that's stupid.
and I would have responded, that's stupid.
Right. But what was that?
Let's keep thinking about it. Listen to this. So you know what I'm shocked about, Russ, that I thought for sure he would do when I brought up the skates was I thought you'd say, well, I got my skates, bought them back, you know, 98, they're badass.
No.
And I said, you're going to wear the potato skates, the ones that are there, the potato
sacks? Are you trying to skate shame him?
Yeah.
He was, but it ain't working.
Jimmy, is that not weird for Russ to wear skates that other people have worn before with his kind of germophobia?
I don't have germophobia. And they spray them with some sort of, I don't know.
Works every time.
I'm sure it does. No, I have no problem with wearing the skates. It's just I'm worried about busting my ass.
Look, they got some badass Kiss ones. Dude.
Do they really?
Yeah, yeah. It has like Gene on one side, Paul on the interior of the left leg.
No, it's okay.
It has the cat, which is a rare edition.
No, I'm good with that. Jimmy, do you have your own skates?
I do not. I used to. I've had a number of pair of skates in my life.
I know, and mine are in South Carolina, too. I got to buy some new ones.
Mine were black with blue wheels.
Oh, dude, that's what I get!
And a blue stopper.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm getting. Magic colors. That's the ones I like.
Yeah,
and, you know, we've been talking about this skating, and so Savannah came up, and I saw her skating, and then there was this another one where these, like... two old ladies skating together, but they did, like, some dance as they're skating.
That's cool.
Like, man, I can't do that, and that old lady can.
Dude, that is the best. Yeah. Yeah, that is as nailed it as it gets. Berlin.
Here, August 10th, you could be holding your lady's hand or your husband's hand, skating along. Mm-hmm.
Oh, this was it.
Recreating new memories. Maybe you've never been to the skating rink with your loved one. August 10th.
By the way, when they played this song back in the day, it was mandatory that you absolutely French as hard as possible.
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, you can't French harder than you do with Berlin.
Carlos always used to say hand glider.
Frenching so hand hard, Russ.
And now he's saying skating ring.
Same rink.
I said rink.
I said rink.
Rink?
Russ,
okay.
Yes.
Look, the Berlin threw you off. We know. When a Frenching song plays... You get a little verklempt.
Yeah, a little Whitesnake's good.
Oh, man. Savannah, just bring you back? No, I'm just saying. Like, you love,
no.
like, I thought you liked Whitesnake.
No.
I'm
not a Whitesnake fan.
No.
I thought you were a Whitesnake.
How could you not be a Whitesnake
fan? No, I'm a Tony Katane fan.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a Whitesnake fan.
Yeah, this is a good couple skate song.
We're going to be practicing this Wednesday if you want to go.
Yeah. I just have to stay up.
Why wouldn't you go practice?
I know.
I mean, you always talk about having nothing to do. Why wouldn't you go practice?
No, I got things to do now. I'm good. I guess, you know.
But why wouldn't you go, though? I'm serious. Why wouldn't you go? If you're so neurotic about it, why wouldn't you go and practice a little bit?
Honestly, what time are you going?
It's going to be Wednesday, usually. I think they open at 6.
Yeah, too late for me. it'll be too late.
Really?
All I got to do is stay up long enough to tap people on the
show.
I'm good.
Listen, if you fall...
Oh,
oh, I know.
Dude, you're, if you just go one time, I'm telling you right now, you're not going to be able to skate around while people are couple skating around you. You're going to be
I'll be Frankenstein in it for sure. I'm going
to
be...
Oh, no, no. If you have to have full pads and a helmet
and here's the
in
thing.
Cargo shorts.
If these folks, you know, the, it's a $500 gift certificate. I can't say what it is yet until I get the total.
Good.
But for $500, all people have to do is skate away from me. If I can't catch you, you're not out of the contest. So
they're going to be... It's going to be there all night.
but I can wait for him to come around and catch him.
No, you can't.
Listen, unless you've fallen recently on roller skates, you don't even know how hard it is.
Oh, I'm sure I can imagine how hard it is. Cause,
this song, I want to skate with my wife, too, because this song, this is a little LL Cool J, you know.
Oh, is it?
Sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call. Telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. There I was, giggling about the game that I have played with many hearts.
This is not a couple skate song.
Oh my God, Ryan.
What are you talking about?
This is?
Yes. The name of the song is I Need Love. And LL's lips are so delicious.
Oh my God, they've never been sweeter.
They're from day one.
Yeah. He licks them girls at panty.
Yeah, really. Texting service said, so there, you gonna buy some skates? Well, I'll buy some headphones. That's pretty good point.
Headphones ain't gonna make you bust your ass.
This is more Russ's speed.
There you go.
Which one's this?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a great song.
This is a good song. It's a good couple skate song. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you know that's a good couple skate song.
Who is this?
Right now, there's a thousand.
When the guy kicks in, you should remember.
There's a thousand.
Love lifts us up.
Joe Cocker, right?
I thought there's a thousand boners committing suicide right now.
I don't know, Joe Cocker and somebody.
It's too early for this nonsense.
Jennifer Warren.
Oh, that's
this is a downer. This song is a stone cold downer.
What are you talking about?
No,
you know, this is where we belong.
I love this song.
It's
this is
the
great.
80s where it allowed you to build a little. we gave you that extra weird first verse.
You got to get to it nowadays.
Yeah, you know this song, Jimmy.
Of course I do.
Look at this, how long this build up is.
Now that's a couple skate song.
Hell no! I love it, but I don't see it as a couple skate song.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it's your couple skate, Russ. You do what you want, but you gotta talk to that DJ.
No, I can't tell that DJ nothing. He won't listen. That DJ plays what he wants. He ain't gonna take any. And here's the thing: if I want to make sure I don't want to hear the song, I tell him. Then I know I'm not gonna hear the song.
Here you go. You got that one, or you want this one?
He taught us all to keep our mouths shut when it comes
to 90s couple skates.
What is this?
For the snake skate, we need some train music. Like, not train the band. We need, like,
that's how you get down.
What?
A little 95 South.
Angel West Rose, ready?
Oh, yeah. Now that. That's couple skate there. Well, it's going to be on August the 10th. From 7 till 9, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a back-to-school skate party. Bring all your supplies because it's going to go to a gift for teaching. And, that's a good one. Oh, there you go.
Guys, I just want everybody who came out tonight to know love is love. Love is love. And if I lightly tap you on the shoulder, you're eliminated.
You're out of here.
Or meet me in the bathroom.
Bring the school supplies, donate for gift for teaching. And it'll be a great time. So tickets are like for a family of five, it's $20, or you can pay $9 per person if you want to do that. So that's coming up very soon. All right, okay. There's been a shooting I can tell you about. Something weird happened to me in Costco yesterday, and I want to see what you guys think.
Weird in Costco.
Weird in Costco. Okay. All right. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Orlando City plays host to New York FC tonight. Coverage begins at 7:30 p.m. on our sister station, FM 96.9 The Game, AM 740, and iHeartRadio.
Credit card loans. A lot of times people don't realize, man, you could be paying...
Mars, it's like...
My
God, it is like... It's like a giant orange marble in the sky. And if you look at the moon, look up and left like 10 o'clock. from the moon. It is absolutely. I remembered it yesterday from Deb, and I was driving in this morning. I was like, my God, man.
It is. It is.
It's like it's sitting on top
of the blood moon today, too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, if you get a chance, it's good. Still time, I think. I think it's still dark outside. You can see the you can see Mars. And yeah, I stood out there just wanted to watch it for a little while. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. You can see it with your eye. You know, I mean, I don't know how many times I've seen Mars. I didn't realize that was it.
Oh, yeah, and it's perfectly obvious. It's like a giant pink marble in the sky. It's crazy. Hey, it's closest, closest to us than ever right now.
Jimmy,
I've never seen it.
Is that the North Star? Is that the...
No. That's totally something different. Matter of fact, Deb was saying that she couldn't... The reason she knew it was that after reading the story was it was considerably brighter than ever. Everything and it does have a definite pink hue to it, no question.
So I wonder if you were on Mars, if you could see Earth.
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. And, the blue, it would be blue, right?
And I wonder if we look blue from another planet, you know, or from, Mars, you know, or
Yeah, because most of our mass is water.
Yeah, they look red, so we probably look blue.
Because they're mostly what, blood?
No, there's a big sandstorm. They said that is on like a I guess all over the whole planet, a big sandstorm, and I guess most of it is you know is like clay or
I think they have that iron, right? It's like because the top of the surface of that has it's some of the iron type. Dust or whatever.
Yeah, a lot of the elements there. They're ready to mine.
Yeah.
I mean, weird. I don't know about getting there, though. It's going to be kind of odd. You were talking about it yesterday, like within our lifetime. I don't know if that's going to happen. I mean, they have some serious science issues with the human body if you're looking to get a manned thing there. When you go to the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex, one of the most asked questions during that lunch with an astronaut thing is the whole Mars thing.
How do we get there without...
And they explain the idea of radiation and how severe it is as you kind of get closer to that area. And, it, you know, so severe, it basically turns your blood into jelly.
We will have...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
AI will figure that out.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, Alan Iverson?
Exactly. The answer, yeah. No, you know... You know, AI, the way it's working right now, man, we don't have the information to figure that out yet, but then the science is going to be like, well, the computer figured it out for us, you know? So I think it will happen. I think we're well ahead of schedule on most of the stuff that has been predicted on a lot of levels from what I've seen. I've gotten...
Team Ocean.
I know. You know what the thing is?
Why are you being such a nerd?
I'm slowly...
No, it's not
one visit. I'm telling you, one visit to the Space Center Complex we talk about here on the show, one visit, and you will never talk about the ocean again.
And your daughter would love it.
I know. It's fascinating
over there. It's funny how Carlos wants to say this was a slow progression that he's changed over time. The truth of the matter is, he's loved space all along. He just was trying to be nice to ocean.
Well, maybe. You know what? I'll be Team Ocean by myself with Angel.
No.
You just go ahead and be Team Space with everybody
else. No!
Yeah.
I'm trying.
We're
I'm Team Robot.
You off Team Ocean.
I'm hashtag Team Robot, and we're going both the ocean and space.
There you go. You can do a little bit
I'm more hashtag Team Robot.
And in the Texas server just reminded me, that I think they just announced yesterday, the day before, they understand now there's a massive plume of water. And they said a mile-wide river. I don't know if I just a massive plume of water under the ice that's on Mars as
That's what they were talking about this morning. They said if you look at Mars right now, it looks red and blue. There's blue underneath, and I guess the blue underneath is water.
Yeah, that's what I think is water
The end of 2019 is when we should know. That's when most experts say that we should be hitting, you know, Mars in one way or the other.
Really?
So, yeah, that's what Elon Musk has said and his... His crew and,
Elon's starting to crumble though, so I don't know if he's going to make it.
Look, at that level, you're going to make mistakes, man. You're going to make big mistakes, but
Even Steven Jobs got fired from his job.
Yeah, and Elon has been pushed out of his company a time before, and he's gained it back. And
isn't it funny how one time going to the moon was a really, really big deal. Now it's like,
we're going back
to the moon. Been there.
Soon.
It's Mars that we want to get. And the reason they're going to the moon is so they can build something to take off to get to Mars.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is insane to think.
Like one of those things in the middle of the turnpike where you get a soda and keep going.
Right. Exactly.
I didn't know they had those in space.
Space sodas.
Hey, let me tell you.
I'm going to moon Wawa.
Let me tell you something that happened to me yesterday.
It's the moon or rest area, you know, whatever.
So yesterday I go to Costco and I'm going to get one thing. And of course you go to Costco, you get a
generic boner pills.
But no. I went to get a case.
Cases and cases.
I went to get a case of wine, right? Red
Look
wine.
At you fancy pants, my wife, case of wine, Costco.
She loves same wine. Thing. She loves wine, so I'll go there and I'll get a case of wine. So I go there and I pretty much know exactly what kind that I wanted to get. This Ménage à Trois, because it's like three blends, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's her favorite
Why
wine.
Why am I not surprised?
I'm telling you,
the only wine I drink is Ménage à Trois.
There's that one and there's 19 Crimes. And the 19 Crimes wine, you can. They've got an app where you can show the bottle of wine, and the guy on the bottle will start talking.
Oh, that's cool.
It's pretty creepy.
Why do I picture Russ walking into Costco? Young lady, where is your crate of menage a trois? And then they cut to you in another angle, and you say, it's the only wine I drink.
I'm going.
So with that being
said, when I buy a menage a trois, I buy it with a dolly.
Young lad, yes, I have my 3-pound jar of peanut butter, but I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. Do you know where your case of menage a trois wine is? Why is that, sir? Cuts to Russ, close up on his eyes. It's the only wine I drink.
Oh, that's so great. Can you do that commercial, please? And we put it on the YouTube channel.
I think I will do that commercial. I don't mind doing it. So I got my cart.
You got a wine,
guys. I got my cart. And of course, when you get a case, you get the box and everything go with it. There's 12 bottles in the box. So I go back to the area, and I'm like, okay, where's the menage a trois? There it is. Okay.
It's the only wine I drink.
It's the only wine I drink. No, I like that. 19 grimes.
No, I don't care about 19 grimes, Ross. Menage a trois.
There's another one.
It's the only wine I drink.
Are you sponsored by menage a trois?
I am not.
You will be soon.
And there's another one called I think it's Anthro or Anthroc.
We don't care about that.
Anthrax.
Go down the line of ABC Wine. I don't care.
So I go and I'm getting, I have the case in my hand, get ready to put it in. And this Hispanic guy walks up next to me and he said, hello, can I ask you a question? And I'm like,
Wait, what is that accent?
Oh my God. It was like an Indian with an Eskimo.
And I'm like,
is that a case of menage a trois?
He said,
you like menage a trois the same?
And he's like, I'm thinking of getting into red wine and I want to know which one I should start off with.
Well, let me tell you something.
And I'm like, well,
pull up a chair.
This is menage a trois wine. Cuts to Russ's face.
And then,
it's the only wine I drink.
No, I said, well,
the Parmesan with Orson Welles. What are you doing?
Now he sees me grabbing this case of wine, you know, and I'm here to put it into the cart. And
may
I'm like,
I
well,
help you, sir?
My wife really likes this one. I'm getting a whole case
and
of
what is
it. Really,
menage
a trois. And he's like, oh, is that for beginners? And I'm like, well, I mean, it's the reason they call it menage a trois.
Hey, novice.
How about you begin on these nuts?
Well, he's trying to tell me that he's a beginner. You know,
I'm just trying to buy my case of menage trois.
And I put it.
It's my first time in a menage a trois.
So I put it in the case and my cart and everything. I mean, well, my wife likes this one. It's called that because it's a blend of three wines or whatever. And this one's really good. He goes, is it good for a beginner? And I'm like, and this is the second time he's asked me. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I mean, I drink it. I'm not that, you know, I think it's good. And he goes, how about this one? And he picks up another bottle it started with an A. Anthropology, Anthro something. I don't know. I forget what it was.
Anthropology is where you buy sensible jeans.
Yeah. It was something. And he goes, what about this? And I'm like, yeah, that was pretty good too. And he's looking at mine and he looks at his. He goes, I think I'll take this one. And he walks away. I'm like, what? Then why did you ask? They're like, okay, so I'm thinking, why did he? And he seemed like he wanted to strike up a conversation. Like, why did
you totally
he
blew it,
a
dude?
Menage a trois.
Exactly, yeah. You blew it. That was swinger code right
he
there.
Wanted to be you, him, and the wine bottle.
Yep, he saw you grab that. He's like, "Oh, this guy gets down."
I was wondering what? Why did he want to talk to me? I don't get it. Like, what he asked my opinion, and then when I gave him my opinion, he totally went for a totally different bottle that I didn't even point to.
He was looking
to.
For you to confirm what he was already going to buy as a good wine. That's what he was doing. But
you think?
Menage a trois has a number of products out, by the way.
Were you aware, Russ?
I'm going to find out which one that you like. You have your regular Menage a Trois Red Blend, 2016 vintage, $9.99.
Right.
Then you have Menage a Trois Silk Soft Red.
Ooh.
That's going to run you $11.99. The Silk Soft, you got to bump it by $2.
This was $8.25.
Oh, my God. Then you have Menage a Trois Decadence.
Ooh.
It's $10.99. And then they step it all the way up, Russ. This one's $12.99. It's Menage a Trois Midnight Dark. Midnight Dark.
Apothecary. That's the other one. That's the one the guy picked up. But he was asking me about which one he thinks the best.
Why do I picture the scenario going different? The guy goes, Señor, Russ, I see you have great style and grace. Your shorts, I see the outline of your nuts and your badass Keith shirt. Good sir. May I ask your opinion?
They look great with your knee socks and your Kiss shirt.
I did have a Kiss shirt on.
Oh, no. You're outside.
Yeah.
And that's when I turned around and I looked at that little Mexican man.
He was a little Mexican guy.
I said,
it sounds French.
I said, sir, this is the only wine that I drink.
You can't do it with that music, can you? It's tough.
It's menage a trois.
Here you go. This is wine music right here.
I don't know why he even asked me.
Can you just say the commercial one time so we can hear you do it instead of Carlos?
It's so much better having Carlos there.
Say it's Ménage à Trois.
Life is good here in Paris, France. I am Russ Rollins, world traveler. I am in a gondola. I know that's Italian, but it just fits.
Right.
Sir, you have the greatest wine taste in the world. What are you drinking? Oh, thank you, good sir. This is Ménage à Trois. Cut to Russ's balls. It's the only wine I drink.
Never see his face. Just a close-up of a super tight gym shorts.
Of a Nike shorts bought from Ross. And a close-up.
That's pretty much the way it went down. I sat there and I'm like, why did you ask me that if you're going to go for, you know, and he didn't know what, he didn't know the apothec. He didn't know what that was either. Yeah. He said, I've never really had red wine before. Is red wine good? And, and he asked me a bunch of questions. And I'm like, are you?
Yeah, strike one. You're buying wine at Costco.
And I thought, well, maybe he's a fan of the show and he's just wanting to start a conversation with
me.
And I said, how long have you lived here? He goes, I just moved here. I'm like, okay, well, he's like, okay, probably not a fan of the show.
By the way, you can get good bottles of wine at Costco. I'm not joking. You can buy really good bottles of Decoy. As a good winemaker, you can buy that. And you actually save quite a bit of money.
I don't drink those.
Wine that's $8 a bottle is just as good. You know, I mean.
What do you drink, Russ?
Ménage à Trois.
It's the only wine I drink.
Yeah. All right, then when we come back, your chance to win.
Close up on the nuts.
Tickets to go to Universal Studios, and it's going to be our big Monster Fan Appreciation Show. So if you want to win those tickets, you might want to get on the line. The telephone number to dial is 1-888-978-1041. You can answer the trivia question. You very well could win. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
From your app store, search for iHeartRadio. From the Radio
104.1. All rise.
Grandma Lar in the house now.
It's the Triple R segment of 7, brought to you by WeAreNotTheBanks.com. That's Brad Siebert and his staff of folks that can help get you into a home. They're licensed lenders. It's not a bank. That's why they call it We Are Not the Banks. They service you very well, though, man. They make sure that you know everything that's going on with your loan every single day. You're never going to worry about what's going on. They'll let you know. The phone number to call is 407-636-9808. It's WeAreNotTheBanks.com. They'll get you a loan even if you're, you know, got a, you know, bad credit. If you've got a credit score of 580 or less, they still can get you a loan. If you're wanting to buy a mobile home, they can help you with that, or a big, beautiful mansion. Whatever you need, they can help you with. WeAreNotTheBanks.com. Ask them about their free appraisal and free home warranty offer at WeAreNotTheBanks.com. Great folks that will help get you into a house. WeAreNotTheBanks.com. Thank you, Brad Siebert. Appreciate it. Hey, let's see what prizes we have in the prize pinata today. I'm Russ Rollins along with Dirty Jim, Savannah, Carlos, and now Angel will tell you what's in the prizes. We got meat of the week today.
I hope it's good.
Oh, I just figured that out, and I'm so excited.
Yeah. It's usually good. I mean, why am I ever say that? But maybe I mean chicken parmesan.
Well, yeah, it used to be you said it because you, if it was meat, you wouldn't eat it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You never think about that, do you, Ruff?
Mm-mm. Now you eat the meat.
Hell yeah, I eat that meat.
All right, the prize pinata is brought to you by Cento Family Moving and Storage. It's a family-owned and operated company, and they offer both residential and commercial moving services for businesses all over the country. Fully trained expert moving crew, adept in packing, furniture handling, safe driving, and excellent customer service.
Hey, by the way, I've got an email today, and it has a little bit to do with using Cento a moving service. That's coming up a little bit later. For the guys sent us to know that someone that used their service has a question about something that kind of ties into moving. So we'll do that later.
Absolutely. Go to the website, centomoving.com. That's CENTOmoving.com. You hit the start quote button. Put your information there. Let them know that you heard about it here on Real Radio 104.1 Monsters in the Morning. And there's a discount for you. We're in the thick of it. It's the heat of the summer. And if you're moving in the next few weeks, months, whatnot, give them a heads up. Have them help you out because it is hot. And as Jimmy's experience lets you know, they care about your stuff more than you do.
Yeah, they really do.
So that's Centa Moving and Storage. Okay, hold on a second. We're going to go. First up, we have a pair of tickets to the Monster Jam Triple Threat Series at the Amway Center on August 18th. Tickets are on sale right now. Visit realradio.fm, keyword events. The Monster Jam Triple Threat Arena Tour is an entirely different format than Orlando fans have witnessed at the stadium. This upcoming tour features 8 of the most talented Monster Jam drivers competing on 3 different vehicles in 3 different competitions. We're going to have the Monster Jam Speedsters. We're going to have the Monster Jam ATVs. And then you roll it up with the Monster Jam Trucks. And then you have a winner for the night in all 3 competing events. We're going to be doing some really cool things with Monster Jam as we get closer to this event. Some behind the scenes footage for you guys to see here shortly.
Yeah.
So day of the event, there's some cool things happening. So keep your eyes open for that. And again, that's going down August the 18th.
That's probably going to be even more exciting inside the building like that, you know? I mean, it's going to be loud, and it'll be closer to the trucks.
And it's something weird being indoors and seeing machines like that size doing stuff like that. There's something bizarre about it.
It's just going to be cool. Those kind of vehicles, downtown Orlando, working on doing having a street party there in front of Harry Buffalo, a pre-party before that. So there's some other intangibles that are coming in leading up to this, so it'll be exciting for all you guys, all right? Mm-hmm. And then we'll wrap it up with... Hold on.
By the way, Angel reads these off a computer screen that refreshes at the rate of dial-up.
Yeah, we had a little issue with the program this morning. Hey, pair of tickets to hang out with us. Monsters Fan Appreciation Day happening at Universal Orlando Saturday, August the 4th. Prizes include 2 2-park, 2-day park-to-park Universal Orlando tickets, valid admission to Universal Studios and Universal Islands of Adventure theme parks, general parking pass, and a $25 Universal Orlando gift card. Join the family for a whole new ride. Fast and the Furious Supercharged is now open at Universal Orlando Resort.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
I loved it, too. Yeah. I thought it was a lot of fun.
And this is going to be a big day. It's going to be August the 4th. We're going to take over the radio station that morning, play music we like to play. You can join us there. We'll be in front of the broadcast studio. We're going to take a big photo with everyone around 10 o'clock. That's where you'll get your gift cards.
Yep.
Then we'll take some folks on some rides, then go meet for lunch at the Monster Cafe, then do some more rides. I'm probably going to end up at the Irish Bar, and we'd love for you to join us that day. And it's at Universal Studios Orlando. We want to thank them so much. And this is the first time they've given 100 tickets to give out.
Insane, man. And,
it's amazing. It really is. We've been here 26 years. I've known those guys for as long as we've been on the air. We've been partners with Universal.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this happening.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. And there are people saying, listen, we want to come to the party, but if I don't win tickets, can I still come? Yes, if you've got season passes or you want to buy passes that day and come join us, we'd love for you to come out. That would be great.
And then real quick, we also have 1 pair of tickets to see the Orlando City take on New England Revolution at Orlando City Stadium on August the 4th at 7 p.m. Tickets are on sale right now. Visit realradio.fm, keyword tickets, for more information. And those are the prizes in today's prize pinata.
Thanks, Angel. 407-916-1041 or toll-free. It's 1-888-978-1041. John from Maitland, Florida. You're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, John?
The wires, I'll tell you how. It really cuts you down.
Hey. Yeah, 9 or 5-2-6.
Hey, John, you there? Oh. Did he hang up?
Oh, man. He might have been in. It sounded like he was in action.
It was his chance, man. Let's go with Alex. I'm sorry. Alex, you're on Real Radio 104.1.
Good morning, Russ. Good morning, Monsters.
Hey, Alex, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good, man.
All right, I got a trivia question for you. If you get it right, take whatever prize you want. What prize do you want to take with you?
Oh, I'm coming to see you guys on Saturday the 4th, it is.
All right, sounds good.
Man.
Good luck to you. If you get it right, take that prize. If you don't get it right, then you've got one of the monsters that can help you. So you kind of have 2 chances. It could Dirty Jim could help you out. It could be Angel, Savannah, or Carlos, okay?
Great.
All right. There are several reboots that have been very, very successful, like Roseanne, Will and Grace. There's a Murphy Brown reboot, and there's a new one that's in the works. Name the award-winning sitcom that ran for 11 seasons between 1993 and 2004 that writers are now working on a reboot for.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's a very successful show, won a lot of awards. It was around for 11 seasons. It was from 1993 to 2004, and CBS is going to bring this back.
CBS?
I'm going to go, Russ, just off the top of my head here, I'm going to go with Frasier.
You are a winner, sir! Congratulations!
Of course, Friends would have been that's the toy guess, right?
CBS.
The bait guess.
Yeah. CBS, though. Man. Dude, this guy listens all the time. Alex, I'm so happy for him,
congratulations,
man.
Congratulations, buddy.
He's been busting his butt trying to win this for the last week or so.
Congrats,
so, yeah,
man.
Good job, Alex.
Hey, now, Alex, it doesn't matter one way or the other. Did you look that up, or did you really just kind of...
No, I didn't, Russ. I just took a guess at it.
Well, you got it, buddy.
Awesome, man. That's great.
Let me put you on hold. Yes,
good job, Alex.
Man, I thought it was going to be Alf.
It's Frasier.
Hey, Louie.
And Frasier, the guy that played his dad,
just out there hanging. Yeah.
The guy that played his dad has passed away, so he can't.
Yeah.
So are they bringing the original
guy?
So they're looking to bring back all the original cast?
No, it says here that the other cast members, some won't be able to make it because of the passing away, and then it looks like they're going to do a whole new like Frasier goes to New York. Before he was in Boston. And then I don't know where was he in the TV show. I can't remember where he was in the TV show.
Seattle.
I always thought he was in New York.
He was in Seattle, I believe. You're right. I think you're right.
No, it was in Seattle because he had the needle on before every show, right?
Yeah, it was Seattle. So now it's Frasier goes to New York, basically, and I think they have new people.
Did you hear? Oh, speaking of reboots, did you hear the odd? Because this was going to be my guess. Did you hear the other really cool reboot?
What's that?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, really?
They're rebooting Buffy up, and the lead is going to be an African American actress.
Yeah, that show was a little ahead of its time, man. Yeah. The way it kind of like it caught the culture and how it went musical, it was dramatic, it was comedy, and those writers have gone on to do a bunch of really big stuff.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times people will complain about reboots. They're like, don't we have any original ideas? But, I mean, you know.
The market is so big now. You know what I'm saying? Like, the marketplace is just gigantic so that it can fit these nostalgic, demographics. And then you can boot up new things that are happening all the time. There's so many places to watch
this. I never saw it the first time. It didn't matter to me if they reboot it. I'll think
Frasier?
It's brand new.
Frasier was very funny. That was a really funny show.
I watched it a little bit, but yeah, I mean.
You never got into it?
I mean, I remember the song wasn't like, "Oh, baby, I hear the blues is calling, fried cabbage and scrambled eggs," or something like that.
I can't believe you remember that.
Yeah, I can't either.
I always thought he was actually one of the funnier parts of, it was Cheers, right?
Yeah. He started on Cheers.
Yeah, I always thought his appearances on Cheers were some of the funniest things, because the whole idea was Cheers home base, characters come in and out, deliver their lines, then leave, whether it be Norm or the post office guy, what was his name?
Cliff Clavin.
And then he would come in, and he was the intellect of the bunch, but it was kind of funny how they played those guys against the normal blue collar guys. It was brilliant.
I mean,
absolutely as well as you can put together an ensemble cast of comedy, that show was absolutely brilliant.
Carlos, do you remember what he did for a living, Frasier?
He was a talk show host. And what I really love Kelsey Grammer for is his voiceover work. He is just, if you look at what he's done.
He did The Simpsons, right?
He does Sideshow Bob. And
he crushes it in X-Men. Yeah, plays that blue dude.
Yeah, I mean, he just does a ton of different voices that you don't even realize. He's just real powerful voice he has.
And his talk show was kind of like a psychoanalyst type thing, right?
Yeah, I think it was like a love lines kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah, it was good. I mean, I always thought the show was, and it won a lot of awards. It won a lot of Emmys.
Oh, it did. Yeah. It always crushed in the awards. Writing. Yeah, it was always like the intellectuals vote. But Kelsey Grammer, what do you all think of his personal life? Like, it's kind of been out there a little bit, right?
It has.
I think he's had a lot of ups and downs, like a divorce. Yeah.
He's had a lot of girls, right?
Well, yeah. I remember him a lot from the Housewives show because, like, the first, I think, iteration of the most popular Housewives had...
Oh, his chick had gastric, or she had problems with the butt.
Did she?
Problems with the butt.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Oh, damn.
That's what I remember. I was never a Frasier dude until you say that.
Her name is Camille. That's what it is, Camille.
Yeah, she
Camille.
Had irritable bowel syndrome.
And that's called problems with the butt, huh?
Yeah, because I just, in my mind, when you say you have that, I just figure that you're constantly walking around letting farts out.
I just remember her being on Housewives, and they portrayed her as, like, evil. Like, she was, like, the nastiest woman. And then so I was like, and then she talked about Kelsey, and I was like, eh. But now she seems pretty nice from the latest ones.
Here we go. Kelsey Grammer has been married how many times, guys?
19.
Four
times. He has 7 kids and 1 grandchild.
Oh, wow. Damn.
His first marriage was to a dance instructor. It lasted about 8 years. Then he went on to marry exotic dancer, and she was crazy as blank because they had a pregnancy that ended in miscarriage, and Kramer claimed that she was abusive and fired a gun at him.
Oh, God.
Then, in 94, he married a 28-year-old.
Russ is like child's play.
Yeah. 28-year-old.
I heard his story all before.
And, seen all my eyes.
You know what? Unsuccessful marriages just kind of teach you what you don't want.
Everything is an opportunity.
Right.
Then he married a Playboy model, so he's not much of a learner. on a blind date in 96, I think they married after being together for a total of 17 hours.
Russ?
This guy's cool.
And then...
I like old Kelsey. He believes in love, and then, like me. That's good.
And then married a British flight attendant, 25 years his junior, again.
I had a Brit, too.
Hating...
You know,
absolutely hating knowledge is what this guy's doing.
Are you guys the same person?
I don't know. Is he married now?
Yeah, I don't know, but Jimmy?
I think he is currently married her in 2010. Uh-huh. They have two sons.
Where's
and...
he from, dude? Is he from the United States?
Who, Grammer?
Kelsey Grammer?
Yeah, I believe. He has a weird accent.
Actually, he was born in the Virgin Islands.
Okay, yeah, that accent I knew was not... It always came off very, almost British.
Yeah, 63 years old, and he went to Juilliard.
Oh, my God. That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, yeah. And he is a Republican, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, yeah. He's. I've always seen him out and about supporting ones.
His younger sister was murdered when she was 18 years old by a guy named Freddie Glenn. Her name was Karen Grammer. Weird. And when it comes to lawsuits, I can't even scroll past that thing. Drug issues, alcohol, drug driving, cocaine possession. Stuff like that.
I'm guessing his net worth is probably $100 million.
They said that he would ooze into the studio, his life all out of sorts, and they would say action, and it would be like nothing ever happened.
I like him.
Yeah,
he sounds like a good guy to me.
I feel like this is his life soundtrack right here.
You're listening to the Mosh of the Morning.
Can't explain all the feelings that you're making me feel.
Sleeping. You do not want to believe. You are sleeping.
Hey, the band you played before the break, a little thing called Love. What's that band?
Darkness.
Darkness. What happened to the Darkness?
They're still making records.
Yeah, they still making records. They had a little what we'd call in the industry a break.
They had a break.
And then I think just last year they recorded new music.
Oh, did they?
I love them, man. I saw them in concert with you, actually, Russ.
Yes.
It was awesome.
They're a really great band. It was cool. Thanks for playing that. Welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins along with Dirty Jim, Angel, Carlos, and Savannah all here today. Hey, if you want to, it's the last round. It's the finals, let's say, of the best villain actors of all time. So the finals is this. It is Alan Rickman taking on Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, wow.
I would think that would be the odds-on favorite to be in the finals from the onset of the contest. If you would have given me two people to pick that would have gone head-to-head, those are the two I'd have put my money on.
I was pretty proud of Jack Nicholson, but he lost by two votes.
Yeah, wow.
Two votes to Alan Rickman, but Alan Rickman's great. Alan Rickman against Anthony Hopkins, that's the vote. You can go vote now, and when you do vote, you're eligible to get $100 gift card to Fandango. So that's on the website right now. Hey, this is in a roundabout way. I think they're sponsors because it's on our website. But I think it's only because Home Depot advertises on our website. But this popped up on my thing yesterday. I tell you what. And by the way, so I don't. You know, the Ryobi company doesn't pay me to talk about this.
They're great, though.
Not yet. Anyway,
there's just certain things I like. I like my Yeti stuff. I like my Big Green Egg stuff.
Your Ménage à Trois.
And I like my Ménage à Trois.
It's the only one I drink.
And I like Ryobi. And I know the real man roofers are going to start texting and going, "Oh, their stuff is crap. You know, it's not as tough as DeWalt. Whatever.
Milwaukee beat you any day,
Russ." Oh. Does the Ryobi that you make love to at night have steel bit nips?
I bet you can't say that 10 times super fast.
Well, it's all right. I was going slow.
Well, good, we have a lot of people in the business, in the construction business, who listen to the show, and God bless every one of them. But the problem is they use commercial equipment that's built to last for 5 or 10 years under heavy, heavy use. You are not that guy.
They're real construction people. I might use this tool once, you know, twice a year. But anyway, what's really great about Ryobi is they realize that there's a market for knuckleheads like me who just like things that are green and match all their other stuff, and they just came up with something new, and this is super cool, and I got to get it. It is, okay, watch this, Jimmy. It is a cooler, right, mm-hmm. right? And you put the battery in it, so it keeps everything cool. It's got a cooler, and it's an air conditioner.
Wow.
So if you put it in your tent, right, the air comes out here, like air conditioner, you know, it's an air conditioner and a cooler all together.
Technology.
Basically, you fill it up with ice, and it blows air across the ice. Is that what it does?
I think that's what it does. Yeah,
man,
yeah,
it's a great time to be alive. It is. I mean, Ryobi, you've done it again. I want to meet your scientists and inventors. I want to shake your little hands. I want to give you hugs. I want to kiss you in the face.
Yeah, they show a bunch of beers, you know, a bunch of beer in this cooler and a bunch of ice in it. And I guess it blows the cold air out.
That meeting was very short. It went like this. Why do we need coolers? Because it's hot. You know what else you need when it's hot? An air conditioner.
Russ, What can we do? I am nowhere near the stance of where Russ is with his Ryobi. I've seen his setup. It's beautiful.
Thank you, sir.
And it's inspired me because I'm on the path of getting. I think I have something you don't have. I have a Ryobi product that you don't have. What do you think, fellas and ladies? Do you think I have something that Russ doesn't have? Because I think I stumbled across something that maybe Russ wasn't thinking about to get a Ryobi product.
Well, I think he probably has a drill. We know he has the, do you have the generator, a little generator?
I do, yeah, I got the generator.
It's all in that line. It's not like this where it's like totally off.
Is it Jaws of
Did
Life?
Did you get a Ryobi toilet plunger?
I would if I found one.
I can't imagine you buying a chop saw or a reciprocating saw.
I actually did get that, but I have both of those because it came in a package.
Right?
Yeah.
Is it scissors?
It's not very expensive. Yeah. It wasn't super expensive. It is a Ryobi stud finder.
Oh.
And you know what that does?
What is it? It's a magnet,
put it on your chest?
Oh, it has a magnet. And it went off like crazy.
A stud finder,
me,
huh?
Found it. Put up the TV on me.
Hope you kept the receipt. You didn't need it to begin with.
You don't have one of those, Russ? I have a stud finder.
I don't have one.
Stud finders are the best because then you drag it across. It makes a noise. There's magnet. It holds up by itself. And then the best part is it marks an indention when you find the stud.
Does it really?
Because, you know, normally when you find it, you have to then, like, slowly lift it up and then, like, or mark
the
very.
Is that it right there?
That's it, dude.
It's only $28.
Exactly.
Order it right now.
I probably won't use it, but I gotta get it.
That's exactly what I was just gonna say. Carlos right now is in a home improvement mode, and he's using it a lot. You're gonna use it just so you have it on your shelf with all the other stuff. I got a stud finder.
Everything lined up on the wall.
You already got everything hung up. You have no more wall space.
I need more wall space.
You got a picture of that, man? I want to see it.
Yeah, Ryobi wall.
I can take it today and I'll show you. You know
what? Wall be cool.
You the taxi service checking in something. They want to because they know about your OC thing with certain parts of your personality, and they're wondering, is your Yeti cooler going to get angry?
Texting service on point.
Yeah, you're just out here recklessly about this new cooler. Meanwhile, your Yeti cooler's back home getting his feelings hurt. Look at you.
That's a good point.
Any sad music for the Yeti cooler? Because, you know, the Yeti cooler's like, oh, Russ used to love me. Hey, what's up, Russ? I'm your big, bad Yeti cooler that you've talked about a million times.
That Yeti cooler is awesome.
I keep everything cold.
But it doesn't shoot out. It's not like an air conditioner.
Hey, there's my little buddy, the Yeti bucket.
Hey, what's up, Russ?
I do have the Yeti bucket.
What's up? I bucket things.
You know what's funny is that I'm going to bring the Yeti cooler on the camping trip.
That's just adding insult to injury.
But I'm going to bring the Ryobi too.
You're going to put the Ryobi on the inside of the tent, and you're going to leave the Yeti outside.
What's Ryobi music?
That's going to hurt the Yeti so much.
Techno, maybe, Ryobi?
I will bring them both. I wouldn't leave the Ryobi home because that would be wrong.
I'm so alone. I'm Mr. Yeti cooler. Russ used to put all your Coronas in me.
You know what, though? They should make the Yeti that blows out air so it's an air conditioner.
Maybe we're working on it, man. We're just a small American upstart company.
I wonder if that thing works really well, too.
It probably doesn't.
It probably doesn't.
Probably sucks.
But you know what? The Yeti cooler costs more than the Ryobi battery operated cooler.
The entire collection of Ryobi, more than likely.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got them all lined up on the wall.
We believe you.
So weird.
I actually need to reconfigure them because now I need to put them a little closer together. If I get this stud finder, need room for that.
Yeah. Ryobi will not have any place.
You're the only dude that's going to buy a stud finder, so it creates projects for you to do.
It's nice, man. Makes some noises.
If you don't have a stud finder, then you're basically just kind of hoping you don't hit.
Yes.
Well, you can do it with your hammer, and if you know what you're listening for, you can lightly tap the drywall and move, and you'll hear a hollow sound. Then when you hear it kind of tighten up, that's usually a stud.
And you have the laser level that they have.
Oh, really?
That's another one, dude.
What are you using it for?
Oh, dude, I was painting, putting up shelves. I've been doing a whole bunch of stuff. I'm trying. Look, man, we're living in the zombie apocalypse. Mess with my brain. And standing out in these fields where I'm looking and thinking, man, if it really all goes to hell, what actual skills do I have? And it made me go, none.
I don't know how to do put up drywall.
Yeah, so I was like, I should learn how to really. I was okay, but now I feel like I would benefit a little. I would stay in some pod for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, before they sent me off.
Oh, hey, one of the other story I was going to tell you guys about, I know it didn't, I didn't sell the sizzle very much because I said somebody got shot, and nobody, we don't want to hear about that, but it was a bear that got shot in Seminole County.
No.
And the first thing, and the photo I saw on the website, I'm like, I wonder if that's Frank the bear.
Oh, I hope it's not Frank.
A bear got shot over a Sweetwater area, so it's kind of close to where I live. I guess a guy caught this bear going through his garage. He left the garage door open. He blamed it on the kids. He's like, one of the kids left the garage door open. Yeah. I'm like, why you got to blame it on the kids? So the bear went into the garage to get hold of some dog food or something like that.
Oh, man.
And guy came out, says he saw the shadow, and the shadow was huge, and shot the bear.
Damn, why you got to shoot him? Just scare him out of there and let him go.
Well, he said he was
Damn.
Being aggressive. Like he was, you know.
He's being aggressive because he's eating.
That sounds like a
and
police report.
And all of a sudden, you're interrupting his food.
Well, they're saying here, they said bears are still wild animals. As much as we see them calm, they still can turn on you.
Oh, hell yeah, they can.
That's John Ray said that.
I wouldn't mess with a bear.
We have what's your term, Savannah?
Anthropomorphized.
Bears to a level that's just way too bad for us. As I love a cuddly bear, sure, but they will rip your face off and then eat your face and then eat your innards and before they even think about it, man.
They don't seem that bad.
They
are
that bad.
They seem so sweet.
Because they're furry. Like, it's just a thing. People think that furry things are cooler and they won't hurt you.
I very ignorantly followed a bear for probably 15, 20 minutes one time a long time ago. I'm like, oh, if he turns, I can run away from him, you know?
Yeah.
Which was stupid because I'm sure I really probably couldn't have.
You could not have.
But I followed that thing and it kept looking at me and it just kept walking along. I'm like, hey, he's not gonna come after me.
That's a famous last word.
I think the worst of all of them are the polar bears. Now, I'm not sure, I'm not a polar bear expert, so nobody go crazy.
No, yeah, you're right.
But polar bears will chase you down and eat your soul.
Do you know why?
They even look at you.
Do you know why? Because they don't eat for about 6 to 8 months. So when they finally do come out of hibernation, they're like, well, I'm eating anything I see.
But what's the kind of bear that people love the most? Polar bears, because they're cute
they drink Coca-Cola.
Yeah,
they make cool little
and
slides.
They tumble
like
down the hill.
Yeah.
And they can smell a seal through 6 feet of ice.
Yeah, they're
they can
crazy.
They can smell stuff a mile or two miles away, right?
Yeah.
The scent
of
an animal, like if a seal comes up onto the ice to chill out, they can smell it a mile away.
Well, man, I'm a little concerned.
I
brought up Frank the bear, and he never called. I wonder if it was him that got shot.
I was going to talk to you about it in the break. If somebody shot Frank the bear, like, there's got to be something we can do about that, right?
Not if Frank the bear was poking around in someone's garage.
He could turn his funeral into a promotion, I guess.
That's true. Frank, call us, bro.
We're looking for Frank the bear to call to make sure it wasn't him that was shot.
That's please call us.
Man, the phones are not ringing.
Yeah.
He's not calling.
That's scary, bro.
Oh, damn.
Maybe he doesn't have his phone, or maybe he's having a nap.
Got the hotline number.
He's got one of those track phones, so he's probably having to put some minutes on it.
That's true.
Right, that's hard to do with blood-dripping claws.
When we come back, Dirty Jim's going to tell you where you're at.
Where he at?
You're listening to The Monster of the Morning.
Hey,
live. You can text us at 77031. That's 77031 when we text you. But when you text us, many times we'll text you back during the break. I just texted back a couple people. We'll read it on the air. A lot of people are saying, don't kill Frank the Bear.
Yeah,
we didn't. I'm just saying somebody shot a bear over in the Sweetwater Oaks area, and I just said, I hope it's not Frank the Bear.
Yeah, that's
and he still hasn't called, so I don't know. Well, we'll find out, I'm sure, soon. Welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos and Savannah. And now Dirty Jim's going to tell you where you at.
Where you at? There you go. Can't do it without the music, man. Whatever. Where you at? Brought to you by Klausman Law. KLAUSMANLaw.com. Offices right here in Winter Park. You know, funny, I was over at St. Pete Clearwater for a visit to St. Pete Clearwater. Over there checking out the weekend. By the way, if you haven't been to that side of the state, my God.
It is beautiful.
Oh, man. There's so much stuff to do.
It's my
so
favorite. Much
and it's grouper week. My God, it's grouper week right now.
What?
Over there. Yeah, it's grouper week right now. Over at Visit St. Pete. So check it out online. It's hashtag VSPC. Also hashtag live and life amplified.
Okay, nothing.
No, what?
No. I've heard you got. Okay, ever you hear something, you don't know what it means, but you're embarrassed to ask?
No, that's fine.
What's square grouper?
That's a. What do you think it is? It's a bale of marijuana.
Oh, okay.
And you thought square
did you say
was...
it was a nay nay? Did you just do the Diamond Dallas Page?
I did, because Angel always talks about it. And I thought when Angel talks about it, he's talking about that.
Russ, no, if I had one of those Men in Black things, I'd snap you right now to keep you from saying what you just said.
If you just even Google square grouper, it'll pull up a bale of marijuana.
I know.
The only time we talk about it is when they pops up in Cocoa Beach, and I'm not there to find it.
Sitting right in front of a couple information machines there.
I just always assume you're talking about that. Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
Four
information machines.
Three, four information machines, and you didn't know what a square grouper
was. I didn't care that much. I just figured I'd ask
more. Oh, my gosh. You know what a huge diss that is? I'm sorry, Jimmy, real quick. But so in the last 2 years, we've talked about square grouper the whole time he's sitting there, not paying attention, just nodding his head going, yeah.
We're in the state where it was named.
I always thought that you were just bringing up vagina for just no reason, because that's what you do all the time.
By the way, here in Florida, in the country, 7.6 million pounds of grouper produced. In Pinellas County, over there, the St. Pete Clearwater area, 4.5 million pounds come from just that area there. An amazing time to go over that and just kind of enjoy yourself over in that area, get some of that great food, and stay at some of those wonderful hotels. Again, visit St. Pete Clearwater. Thank you. Klausman Law, actually, you know what? The funny thing is, I was there, and there's this very famous deli over there / food mart called Mazzaro's. We talk about it all the time. Remember the biscotti that Glenn used to bring us all the time? Finally got to go. It's worth a trip just to go to that place. Amazing, where are you at? Coleman, Florida.
Ooh.
Coleman, Florida.
I'm going to like this one a lot.
Coleman.
I like Coleman. It's a great product.
There you go. Anybody want to take a shot at where Coleman, Florida is?
It's no Ryobi.
I'll say it's down in the Miami area.
All right. Los?
That is in the west coast of Florida over by Barbados.
Okay, by Barbados. Yeah, right here in Florida. That's where all the square group are.
Maybe it's near Acacia in the middle.
That's great. That's isn't that a lizard or something?
No, it's a place.
Oh, okay. Acadia?
Yeah.
Acadia. There you go. Or Acacia. Angel?
Right outside of Plant City. Like right next door to Plant City.
You're the closest. It's actually west of us near Williston. Just about, it's just south of Ocala. Just south of Ocala. So it's west of us here in Sumter County, Florida. Population of. I picked this because there's one interesting thing happening on TV, and I wanted to associate it. It was my wife's idea.
2,200.
Los?
3,000.
Savannah?
The 300.
Up?
1,200.
647 people call Coleman, Florida home on June 8th, 1840. Colonel W.J. Worth and Colonel Bennett Riley in the 2nd and 8th Infantry Divisions transferred to Fort McClure to search the lake there for Seminole warriors. 3 days later, the troops discovered an empty village they had hauled ass. By 1853, Fort McClure was renamed Warm Springs. It was first settled in 1882 by people who farmed the Warm Springs hammock. And Adamsville, which is right around the corner, was a home of most of the early settlers. But by the time the freeze of 1894 and 1895 forced most of the residents to move away, citrus was not the only thing they were making money there. They were raising cotton, cattle, sheep, hogs, and they were doing it all. Matter of fact, wool was shipped from there to Baltimore, where they would process it and turn it into clothing, you know, material turned into clothing. By 1923, Coleman was called the cabbage capital of the world.
Ew.
In 1923, the cabbage capital of the world, buyers flocking to towns to buy the crops, which also included cauliflower, cucumbers, lettuce, romaine, tomatoes, and onion, plus celery as well. In the earlier days, they had a stage line that ran through Adamsville, furnishing transportation and mail for the community. And in 1883, they built that railroad that came through there and went all the way to Tampa. And the Florida Gazette in 1886 listed Dr. B.F. Coleman, B.F. not necessarily the initials you want.
No.
Physician and one of the earliest settlers for whom Coleman was named. Unofficial records indicate that the city of Coleman was first incorporated in general law area in June 20th of 1908. The first ordinances were set down by a guy named N.J. Wicker, who was the first mayor who served in the legislature for many years.
Was he the founder of the Wicker Basket?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. The city received its charter in 1925. Streets were paved, lights were installed, and they were off to doing business. In 1926, the West Palm branch of the Seaboard Airline began operations there in Coleman. And by 1992, they had a bunch of stuff going on. Southwest Water Management District area was there. They purchased a bunch of acres and built some stuff. And that pretty much ended it all there for Coleman. They kind of sat there. But there's a very interesting thing that happens near Coleman, Florida. And what is it?
I don't know. What is it?
Party.
Russ.
The Cabbage Festival.
And actually, no, that's not a bad idea, though. But it is the Coleman State Penitentiary.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
And the Coleman State Penitentiary is a very interesting place, guys. And here's why. It houses some of the most interesting people that we've ever known that have gone to prison. And the reason we bring this up is because Orange is the New Black launches this weekend.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, Orange is the New Black's new season comes out, I believe, this weekend. Nice. We saw it. My wife and I are giant fans, so we figured we would feature a city in Florida that has a prison. And by the way, guys, you've got your choice. There are a lot of prisons in the state of Florida, and a number of supermaxes as well. Serving there at Coleman State Prison was Leonard Peltier. You remember him?
No.
No, you don't. He killed two FBI agents as a member of the American Indian Movement. How about Alan Stanford? Know that guy?
No.
Oh, well, all he did is serve 110 years because he was now part of the defunct Stanford Financial Group, which defrauded people out of how much money? Oh, man.
$100 million.
Yeah, it's not even close.
Billion.
Not even close.
Damn.
$7 billion. Matter of fact, he was featured on the CNBC show American Greed.
Oh, is this the Texas guy?
Yeah, I think it was out of Texas, I believe. Hold on.
Because that's the biggest one. That would have to be one of the biggest ones ever.
Yeah, yeah. Ponzi scheme, $7 billion. Also, Corrine Brown.
Oh,
and
wow.
You know Corrine Brown. That's where she is. That's right. She was right here out of
Central Florida.
This was part of her area, which her district was really weird. It runs all the way up to Jacksonville. She was a Democratic member of the House of Representatives, convicted in 2017 of 18 charges related to running a fraudulent charity of which she took $300,000 out for her own personal use. Amin El Khalafi.
Yeah, that's the one of the terrorists, right?
Absolutely. 30-year sentence, and it doesn't seem like enough. Scheduled for release in 2038, Al-Qaeda supporter pled guilty in 2012 to attempt to use a weapon of mass destruction and plotting to conduct a suicide bombing at the U.S. Capitol building. Yeah, there's no question that guy only needs 30 years.
Insane.
How about Whitey Bulger?
Yeah, famous Boston mob.
Absolutely, the Winter Hill Gang. He was the head of it, and on the FBI Top 10 Most Wanted list, he was housed right there in Little Coleman, Florida.
Didn't Johnny Depp do a movie about him?
He did.
Sure did. Actually, pretty good, too. Yeah, Benjamin Felix is there as well. He's the former leader of the Tijuana cartel in Mexico, and he pled guilty in 2013 to conspiracy and money laundering. He's doing some time there, 25 years. Stephen Karkapaka.
Kikakuku.
Karakapa. And this is an interesting one as well. You ready for this? Have you ever heard of what they call themselves? They call them the killer cops? This is a former NYPD detective who in 2006 was convicted of this. He became a hitman for the mob.
I do vaguely remember this story.
They put him on the dole, and they basically put him out there and said, hey, you know, you're now a mob member. Go out there with your badge and do this dirty work for us. They caught him.
When is Mark Wahlberg making this movie?
Well, you know what the funny thing is, if you, the movie The Equalizer with Denzel, the very first one, that guy who was the lead in Stranger Things, the cop.
Oh, yeah, David something Harbour.
In that part, exactly. In that part, he actually winds up being, he is that guy.
Yeah,
if you look at it, he's kind of on that guy. Ronnie Thomas is there as well. 20 years.
He played for Whitesnake.
Yeah, Ronnie Chimer, Shane.
He was leader of the Treetop Pirates, which is the Bloods up in Massachusetts, I believe. And he was the leader of the Stop Snitching video series, where they would basically on on video hassle potential witnesses to crimes committed by the gang.
Ooh.
Smart.
Can you still see those on YouTube?
I don't know. Maybe the deep web.
Stop snitching.
And Randy Lanier is there as well. He was a race car driver in 1984, convicted in 88 of directing a drug operation, and he brought more than 600,000 pounds of marijuana in from the U.S.
When you can drive, man, you can drive.
Between 82 and 86, he got 600,000 pounds in 4 years.
That's how NASCAR got started, you know.
Wow, that's crazy. Also, Nicholas Slatton is there, who is serving a life sentence. Former Blackwater security guard convicted of murder in 2014 for his role in the Nassau Square Massacre.
That is a brutal story, man.
It is, and he's housed right there in Coleman, Florida.
Damn, they do carry a lot of infamous people.
And I'll tell you something else, too. There's another story that's very interesting and worth kind of looking at. Female prisoners there, prison workers, I'm sorry, actually sued the prison and won $20 million. Why do you think?
I'm guessing they must have been harassed or
but
hurt. Yeah.
Could you imagine this? They actually sued the prison because I guess they were not forced, but they were asked to work in the male side of the prison. And they said, and when you read some of the stuff that they would have to deal with, they would go to serve the prisoners' food, and they would open up that slot, and guys would put their junk in the slot.
Oh, yeah. Man, what else are you going to do? If
I'm sitting in that hole all day, that's definitely one of the first things I'm doing.
And the lady actually sued for the, he said, like, people are perpetually masturbating. That's all they do, like, over and over, and they throw stuff at them.
They're, nothing else to do. Yeah.
And I guess I was like, well, if you're a prison worker, and you're going in there, but I guess the thing was, they shouldn't have been on that side doing that, because, of course, and even you've, oddly, you say that. There's a quote from one of the workers saying that, you know, they said, why do you do this? When one of the guards asked the prisoner, what are you doing? He goes, yo, I'm sitting in this box for the rest of my life, and you're a woman.
Yeah, right.
What else do I have to do?
I was telling my wife the story last night as I was writing the bit, and she goes, yeah, that's, you men are gross. I'm like, I don't know if you know this, but just so you know, this species, humans, basically, are animals. We do a couple things to stay alive.
That's the only thing we know we're supposed to be doing.
And genetically inbred to do one thing. You know, we eat, we drink, and we are built to reproduce. So it's one of those things. But anyway.
Now I have to think about Jimmy doing that.
Why would
you do that?
Way to ruin my day, Jimmy.
Now I got
to
call HR on you. It's weird now, you know? But that's where you at.
Me.
Where you at? Brought to you by Klausman Law, KLAUSMAN Law.com. Right here in Winter Park. Glenn's a good guy. He'll take care of you in time of need. Remember, car crash, call Klausman.
Thank you, Glenn Klausman. All right, Tom. When we come back, it's going to be 8 o'clock. Open phones at 8. So if you want to give us a call, you got something to ask us about, something to tell us about, correct us for something we said wrong, because that's very possible. Or anything you want to handle, we'll do that when we come back. The telephone number to dial is 1-888-978-1041, or locally, it's 407-916-1041. You're listening to The Mantra of the Morning.
Not that there's anything wrong with radio. Get us on your phone and go anywhere. There are a few exceptions.
Orange County.
Download the iHeartRadio smartphone app and then search for Real Radio 104.1.
Radio. 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 104.1.
Hey, you know what's amazing?
What's that?
The stuff that we can say and get wrong and nobody says a word, but yet I say that it's a state prison instead of a federal prison and we get 150 texts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I made the mistake of calling Coleman a state prison rather than a federal prison and literally got 100 texts. My apologies.
So it's a federal prison.
Yeah, it's a federal prison. So
I was going to say something.
I didn't want to take any credit for it.
I know my federal and state prisons. I know them.
Being a house of death and woe, but my apologies, guys.
Welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins. I'm with Dirty Jim, Angel Carlos, and Savannah, all here today. I want to remind you that the Monster Back to School Skate Party is coming up on the 10th, and we're looking forward to that.
Savannah got her skates.
Did you order your skates?
I did. I already ordered them. I'm ready to go. I got my whole outfit planned out.
Did you really?
Yeah, but they're super cheap skates, and I'm going to sell them.
They've been excited about this for a long time.
Sell them for charity. Just sign them and auction them off. You can do that.
I got a guy.
Mustang.
No, no, no. I got a guy who'll pay a high dollar for that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Got a stinking my good, though.
Hell yeah. Any old shoes you got, this dude will buy.
Oh, dude, let's get together and work this out.
Let's do this.
So for your look, are you going Stone Cold 80s? Because you're not an 80s girl. You're kind of a 90s girl.
And the theme is supposed to be your school.
So
your
what
favorite school
are you repping? What school
are you going to represent?
Yeah.
School of skate, bitches.
Yeah. Old school.
Yeah, but what outfit can really represent dropping out in ninth grade?
I'm not really. I don't have that much school pride.
Is Angel skating? I don't know if Angel's a skater.
No, he's a DJ.
I know, but sometimes the DJ can get
yeah. And especially when he gets on skates, he's like 6'11".
That's the only part. I mean, I'll get out there and skate. I've done the skate nights with my daughter and everything, and it's a lot of fun. But that's the thing. Like, I'm already tall, so when I get on skates, it's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I would love to be in your position. I'd be 7 feet. Like, honestly, when I'm on skates, it's some of the happiest because I feel that's my true height.
That's why you like it.
That's my true height.
Makes you 4.5 inches, right? I mean, you're 6'3".
Honestly, I feel more confident. I feel like I figure things out better. I feel like I'm more compassionate.
You're in rarefied air.
Yeah, like when I'm there and people are looking at me, I'm like, yeah, this is like, you know how like some dudes feel like they were chicks and some chicks feel like they were dudes?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I should have been 6'4 to 6'7.
Oh, you're a tall guy.
I'm a trans hider.
You're a trans hider, yeah.
I'm a trans hider.
But you would not want Angel on skates because once you wear skates, you'll be close. I mean, you still won't be there, but you'll be close. You
know but what if he falls, I mean, if at that height, if he falls,
Who cares?
I'm good though.
Now I tell you,
I don't fall.
Skating does bring me to two extremes because yes, a super high extreme of feeling tall and like a real man and like, hey kids,
and then crazy competitive.
And then crazy competitive, and that's awesome music. And then the saddest part, you know what that is? When you walk up in your socks to the booth to hand in the skates, and you realize, oh, I'm not really that tall.
No.
Really consumes you, the height thing.
And I walk up just kind of like, hey, mister, here's my skates. And he's like,
size 12? Who's this for?
I'm like, they're mine.
Do they make low-profile skates?
They do.
Do they
racing skates are low-profile.
That high?
No. They make, like, the derby skates. Yep. They make lower ones. But I was just looking at skates, so I just saw a bunch of them online if you want to have those. The thing is, because you and I are so tall, Angel.
Yeah, I feel you.
Add 4 inches to both of us, so I'm like 6'5", rolling out the door.
Oh, my God.
And then, but if you don't have that ankle support from the high ones,
it's like
that's
a giraffe.
How you get hurt.
Yep, big old giraffe snapping an ankle.
Big old shoes going around. Yeah, it ain't gonna work, Angel.
I got strong ankles.
Hey, now when for a skating night,
I mean,
I know you don't like to have people request songs and stuff as a DJ, but normally for a skating night, isn't that part of it? You go up and request songs from the DJ?
Nope.
I thought it was.
Never.
You got to be looking forward to this because it's a different kind of mix, right?
The work that I do is a lot of fun because I get to do a lot of different things. I did a 90s party over the weekend.
Mm.
Doing this is going to be a lot of fun. When I do the Orlando City street parties, that's a different kind of vein. I've done when I do the Daytona Beach, when we do the NASCAR thing.
Yeah.
That's more, you know, rock kind of thing. So I'm really lucky in that sense. So this kind of opportunity, yes, Carlos, it's going to be fun because there's a lot of music that and some of the other things that I do, I don't normally get to play a whole lot of Stevie B.
Yeah, exactly. No, I love it. I'm looking forward to hearing your set.
It's going to be so fun.
August 10th, baby.
Yeah.
You can actually go to monsters.fm, and there's a little RSVP thing there. It doesn't cost you anything. We're trying to get an idea about how many people are going, and I know it's going to be crazy huge, but I'm looking forward to seeing everybody.
Right. Yeah, it's a Friday night. It's August the 10th, and it goes from 7 till 9. There'll be a couple skate contests. There's going to be a race that Carlos is going to host. Of course, Angel will be there as the DJ. Savannah's doing a snake skate.
Ryan
Holmes is doing the Cotton Candy Bonanza.
Yes.
Can we work together on the snake skate music?
Absolutely.
Is that a possibility?
Yeah, we can collaborate.
Of course.
Stop looking, listen.
I mean, I understand, but for that portion of time, I feel like
you're looking to sync up.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Angel, will you make a sign that says "taking no requests"? Because kids like to request songs.
I'll take a request from kids all day long.
Okay.
I don't mind them at all. It's the adults that are jerks.
Okay.
But this is the funniest thing. This is where, like, one of the first times I learned about that. There's places, whether it's clubs, whatever. Well, they'll put the list. Like, they'll put a piece of paper, write your request here.
Uh-huh.
They don't have to engage with you for the request.
Right, yeah.
And
the
first,
places,
the first place I saw that, yeah, clipboard, the first place I saw that was at a skating rink.
Sure,
yeah.
You can do that.
Little slips of paper, maybe, that can hand them to you, something that doesn't bother you.
If it's green in nature, zeros behind it,
yes.
Slip me those all day
long. You got to do that. Hey, there's a story out about the wedding songs that are banned the most, where the DJs are told, don't play this song at my wedding. What do you think is the number one song that they have to tell DJs, listen, I don't care who requests it, I don't care who's asking, I don't care if it's my mom, my grandma, whoever, don't play this song. What song do you think came in number one?
Is it Raining Blood by Slayer?
No.
Is
it I'll tell you the one that I've gotten, yeah. Right? Last year I did one or two weddings.
Yeah.
I'm starting to look into doing that more.
That's money, bro.
One of the things that you absolutely have to do when you're a DJ, wedding DJ, you sit down with the couple and you're just like, you know, these are the songs I want, right? And then I have the conversation.
What
songs do you absolutely do not want me to play?
Yeah.
And when I say do not want me to play, yeah. I don't want your uncle five or six Jack Daniels in,
yeah.
And he throws down a couple hundred dollars.
Play Piano Man.
Freebird.
Right.
Freebird is number one. You know what? Not in the... Let me look all the way down here. Hold on.
And it's important you do that because you don't know what songs, like, they came to the party with, like, with baggage.
Not in the top 20, though. Freebird not mentioned.
That was my experience from last year. Yeah. Absolutely do not play Freebird. I was like, all right.
They polled. It says DJs all over the country.
What about Run to the Hills, Iron Maiden?
No.
That's a good dancer, though.
No, not on the list.
You can really right there.
You can scoot to it.
Is it The Boy Is Mine by Brandy and Monica?
Oh, snap.
No.
The Boy Is Mine.
No, it's probably Chicken Dance, maybe?
That's number one, Chicken Dance. Yeah, that's number one. It's 23.1% of the DJs say they're told by the bride of the group, do not play the Chicken Dance.
That was a song my wife and I specifically told the DJ, do not play the Chicken Dance. Do not do the electric slide.
Cha-Cha Slide's number two.
You got to do the Cha-Cha Slide. You got to. That is the biggest icebreaker at a wedding is when you put on the Cha-Cha Slide or the Cupid Shuffle.
Cupid Shuffle is number four.
See,
on the list.
I know all these songs.
What about the one that the guy did the video to where there was the party? Like, you know what I'm talking about? They did a wedding video, and they came in, and they were all dancing.
The electric slide is number six on the list.
It's electric.
They play the Chicken Dance so many weddings.
Macarena
is number three.
Is this what DJs were asked?
These are the songs that the DJs were told not to play by the brides. Like, do not play.
Here's the thing. In certain cases, right, some of those songs, you kind of need them.
Oh, you definitely need them.
Those are like tools for you because you want to break the ice. You want to get people, you know, away from the bar.
Right.
Now, in the world of electric, can we play Electric Eye or Electric Avenue or Electric Field?
I don't know.
Electric feels a badass.
Only electric one it says not to play is Electric Boogie, which is Electric Slide. Number five, they say, please don't play YMCA.
Oh, that's a good one. It gets everybody going, man.
I know.
How about Crazy Bitch?
Not up there. You got, Hokey Pokey. Don't play the Hokey Pokey.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad
one. What's the one that everybody did the wedding to the same song, and it was like all this rage for like 5 minutes? And everybody was dancing and throwing flowers and going down the aisle.
Is that the Wobble? Is that it?
Oh, that's Wobble, Wobble,
Wobble.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a fun one. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble.
I remember those videos, Savannah. I can't remember the song.
That song, everybody loved it for a minute, and then everyone hated it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
How do you not know?
It was about a year or two ago.
Yeah, it wasn't
that long ago. There was like just one couple did it, and then for a summer or for 2 months,
everybody
was coming out with these. Remember, because everyone was orchestrating the entrances of the grooms,
okay,
of the wedding parties, and they were all coming down the aisles to this particular song. I totally remember what you're talking about.
I'm gonna Google that stupid wedding video.
Here's one that people were asked not to play, which I don't. Love Shack is they're told not to play that.
This is annoying. Song.
And not don't play We Are Family by Sister Sledge.
Oh no, that's a good one. That's a great one. You play that at the end of like the first dance.
Yeah, because
everybody gets on the dance floor. Yeah. That's a good one, man.
And that's a good lead into a handful of good disco songs.
Hell, texting service is checking in with Cotton Eye Joe.
You never play that one.
You gotta play that.
Achy Breaky Heart.
No. Yeah.
And Mambo number five.
Mambo. Yeah, you know what's a song that's played at every wedding, and that's Michael Jackson. Any Michael Jackson. You got to have a Beat It or Thriller. Not Thriller. What's another one?
Billy Jean.
PYT.
Oh, yeah. They've got a bunch of songs here that are tied for 13th place with 3.8%. So these are the songs that DJs were told not to play by their by the bride or the groom. So here's what's tied for 13th place: Blurred Line, Celebration, Cotton Eye Joe, Dancing Queen, Don't Stop Believing, Single Ladies, Sweet Caroline, Turn Down for What, and Watch Me Whip It Nay Nay.
That's literally the playlist at most weddings.
Yeah.
I mean, and those are all winners if you got a good group. You know, I've been to hundreds of them. I've seen when they fail by the DJ. A DJ will make or break your reception, too.
I agree.
Wasn't that, so somebody said the song Apache?
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you do. Immediately you're going to know what it is.
Apache.
Oh, if I heard it, I'd know. Oh, that.
That's a boner.
Okay.
Maybe. We're totally guessing.
And it's got to be it, right?
So, but now, any of these songs, will you play any of these songs on Skate Night, Angel?
Yeah, I'll throw in a couple of those.
He don't care.
Not mine?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, whatever. Well, you'll be able to get your tickets online. Go to monsters.fm and find out more information about the Monster Back to School Skate Night.
Yeah.
And remember, it's all to benefit a gift for teaching, which is a great cause. Kids going back to school, some kids can't afford, you know, the paper and the pens and all that kind of stuff. So we're going to get it all together and give it to Gift for Teaching, which will be a great night. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. Check out our website at monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm. I got a photo of J-Lo from her birthday party. She still is in perfect shape. You got to go check it out. It's at monsters.fm. Mm. And then also, it's Thursday, so it's twerk morning, right?
I'm compiling that information as we speak, and I'll be posted here momentarily.
You want to look for it at monsters.fm. I'm Russ Rollins, only Dirty Jim. Angel Carlos, James John is here with us.
Love James John.
From you hear him every night on Real Laughs with the Monster Comics. And, of course, Savannah. Yes, Savannah.
I got skates for the thing. I'm super excited about skates.
How much do your skates cost, just out of curiosity?
None of your business. Why are y'all up in my business?
Because this morning, you're raising hell with me about your headphones. You want to use a headphone.
Well, they got you there.
And professional radio people should have their own headphones.
That's right.
Carlos.
James,
I got them. I'm bringing them.
I do have my own headphones because I'm black. I got to have Beats.
Oh, yeah, really?
That's how that works. It's a law somewhere. Yeah, you got to have them.
Can I wear Beats?
No, Rush. It's like saying the N-word. Don't do that.
Okay. Okay. All right. Just double check. Oh, people texting in, they're saying, where is Frank the Bear?
Once again, man.
We brought it up earlier. A bear was shot in the Sweetwater Oaks area yesterday, and I said, man, I hope it's not Frank the Bear, and I thought for sure he'd call.
He usually does when we give him a shout-out.
And Angel, have you got any phone calls? No?
He's on the phone right now.
He's on the phone right now. Him. Hold on. This might be Frank the Bear.
I hope it's him.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll find out in a minute. He's trying. He's got a finger up in the air.
Let's see. Uh-oh.
Hold on.
You can't.
No, he's shaking his head.
Is it Frank the Bear? Angel, just give us a yes or no.
Oh, he's going to put him on hold.
Heads down. All right,
here we go.
Hold on. Is that Frank the Bear?
It's not Frank the Bear. It's a gentleman that wants to go into a deeper conversation about the Frasier reboot, if you're interested.
Oh, sure.
Yes, we were just talking about that.
Hey, you're on Real Radio. Who's this?
This is Ronnie from St. Cloud.
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
St. Cloud!
How can they possibly consider doing a Frasier reboot when Chelsea Grammer owned that role? He sold it. He owned it. You have John Mahoney, who's no longer with us.
Sir, Kelsey. Just so you know, Kelsey Grammer is the guy who would be bringing it back. He would be Frasier.
Really?
Yes. That was the best. That was a phony phone call from Dirty Jim, by the way. Good job, Jimmy.
Nice,
that was
Jimmy.
That was really good. That was awesome.
Damn,
was
Jimmy,
good timing good. And everything.
Damn.
It was really, really good.
My whole argument is gone.
there's a story out that, I will say, growing up, Okay, I had you know, my dad's a Marine Corps dad, 50s nice. Dad. Yeah. You know, the pretty stereotypical, really, of the way I was raised. Very, very stereotypical. I believe, and certain values were put in, you know, put in us. One of them was, you know, stay away from the dope. Don't yeah, get right. near that. If anyone, matter if this is a true story, if anyone ever tries to give you the dope, you punch them in the face and you mm-hmm. run. And so the true story is, I was in the seventh grade. I go to the bathroom. And this kid, God bless him, you know, Jerry Reynolds, starts to hand me a cigarette.
The dope.
And I thought he was handing me the dope. So I punch him in the face, and I run out of the bathroom. And there's Mr. It was Mr. Gartman. Mr. Gartman,
somebody's offering me marijuana cigarettes.
And Jerry Reynolds comes out. He's got a bloody nose. And he's like, what'd you punch him for? I said, he was offering me the dope. And the guy goes, it was just a cigarette. And he's crying. But that's what my dad had me so, you know.
Wow.
You know, the marijuana is the evil. It's bad. You don't do it.
Seventh grade.
So one of the things that was the most shocking to me growing up and getting in the, let's say, this world, you know, the radio world or whatever, is how the feeling about marijuana wasn't what I was raised with.
Oh, no.
You know? But now they said it's reached all new levels of acceptance. What do you think, how many Americans, with this recent poll they did, have a positive view of marijuana?
Oh, really?
If you had to guess.
A percent or a number?
It's a percentage that where they did. They studied 16,000 people asking them their beliefs on marijuana. Now, like I said, growing up in my household, it was the gateway drug. It's the devil. It's evil. Mm-hmm. If anyone even offered it to you, you punch them in the face and run. So,
wow, that's severe.
And that's the way I was raised. When I got into radio, I realized that, man, like, even people that are, you know, managers and people everybody smoking
managers.
You know. The weed will let you know.
Yeah,
Russ.
The weed. The
it
weed
will
was,
let you know.
Weed was everywhere. So, what do you think they say the positive feel, the view on marijuana is now?
I'm going to guess 70%.
70%, James John says. What do you think, Savannah?
85.
You say 85%, Carlos?
I hope it's 69.
Angel's still on the phone. Dirty Jimmy, you want to take a guess? What do you think the positive? I was telling the story.
Yeah,
about
I heard you on the speaker there.
Yeah.
God, man, I think 70 is pretty darn close. But, you know, I'll be a little more realistic. I'll go maybe 64%.
It says all-time high right now at 81% of Americans. According to this poll, 81% of Americans have reported that they believe marijuana use is beneficial and
ladies
fine.
And gentlemen, the power of information.
Yep.
The
yep.
power of information is what is doing this. Because, you know, if you look at what vilified marijuana for so many years, it was erroneous information. It was what the government wanted us to believe that marijuana did for you. And then, of course, now with freedom and great information and the internet, everybody understands that's not necessarily the truth. Matter of fact, not even close to the truth. Considerably less destructive to lives than alcohol, which has been illegal in America for many, many years.
Yeah, I grew up and I started to think for myself and not just what, you know, because your parents are looking out for you. It's what
sure,
they were taught.
Absolutely.
Mom and dad weren't doing anything that they didn't think was right. You know, right. It's like
and they were probably, honestly, they were fed the same information everybody else was. They were as ignorant to it as anyone else was. I had the same exact parents, dude.
But as you look at it, you're like, okay, you've got tequila, okay?
Yeah.
And the way people act when they, and once again, tequila is just, it comes from a plant, you know? And then
before you do besmirch the name of tequila.
I love tequila.
Yeah, tequila is the only liquor that is classified as an upper. Because of the nature of how it's made and the plant that
the stimulant
comes from.
Right.
But it will make you do ridiculous things.
It will not make you do ridiculous
things. He's actually right, because every time I drink tequila, I turn up.
Yeah,
that's right.
I'm a happier mood. I'm a greater mood. But it's not a depressant as every other liquor is.
I wonder this, though. I wonder how many people have had negative things happen on tequila and how many have had negative things happen on marijuana.
I would think that I would love to do that type of study, because I think we are taught to, from the youngest ages, when you're sneaking liquor out of your dad's cabin and everything, oh, the tequila will do you this, the tequila. And so you get that in your brain and you think, oh, I'm drinking tequila, I'm supposed to be doing something dumb.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, I will tell you that.
I think it's almost psychosomatic until you get old enough and you realize, wait, there's actually really good tequila.
You can drink way too much tequila.
Absolutely.
and either pass out or die from it.
Yeah, you could do that with any liquor, though.
That's true. So, my wife is a paramedic, had been for 25, 26 years. She said she's never been on a call with someone who had too much marijuana.
Okay.
It's never happened, not once.
Because they're not going to call. The only thing that's going to call is the Netflix thing going over and over because you've passed out on your couch. That's the only thing.
something that's going to traumatize you.
Or being on hold with some pizza delivery
place.
Yeah,
hello, hello. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You end up with a bunch of Domino's you forgot about.
Yeah. It's and then what percentage of those same people that they talk to, what percentage do you say do you think say that they have tried marijuana at least one time?
85%.
You say 85%.
All everybody. Oh. I don't know.
What do you think?
90.
90%. You know what? 91%.
Have you tried it, James?
Have I?
Yeah.
Now I'm one of those parents. I'm very honest with my kids, and yes. I tell them everything I did. I used to be a huge pothead.
Oh, yeah, right. That's right. We huge talked about pothead, that. Man. Yeah.
I used to partake too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now I don't do it because, you know, just.
I can tell you don't ever do it. No, never. No. I see it in your face.
You can see
I can just
that
see
I'm not
that
doing
you would
it.
Never, you would never do it on the side. Never.
I get munchies like that on my own.
Yeah. That's how it works.
It says here that they just did a study and figured out that tequila was good for you. Which,
what about you, Russ? I don't know your story with marijuana. Did you have, like, as you grew up?
A couple times.
Yeah. Oh, as I grew up, no, nothing ever.
No, you're out of high school, like around now and a little bit before. What's your take on the marijuana?
Not a fan.
You know what? You have
not a fan.
I honestly,
yet you still ate all those can of chews.
Yeah,
I think you know what I think. You have to
eat a lot.
I think you have to go through this experience in the sense of going to a place like, say, like Denver, or going to a place that they've made it into an industry and understand. Because here's the thing, and I say this to my guys here in Orlando that might be in that business. I don't mess around with you guys because I don't know what I'm getting from you. Yeah. And sometimes you're like, oh, this is this, and then I'm stuck in the couch for all weekend and I can't move. I have never had that kind of experience going to Denver.
So right. since the attitude now is, like I say, 81%,
that's just my own personal experience.
It's a positive view of it. And we just talked to John Morgan, what, a week or so ago, and that's the next step.
Recreational.
Not just medical marijuana, but to recreational. How long will it be before that it will be legal in the entire country?
There's so much money that within the next 2 to 3 years.
Yeah,
yeah,
I agree.
So much money, and that's what you got to look at. If they were not making money, if it was just like, you know, had plateaued or something, but they literally can't push it out fast enough. Now, I'm going to talk to you, Russ, about marijuana. Mm. Okay, I happen to know a little bit about it. Mm. And I would advise you to stay away from it.
Yeah.
Because you like to eat, brother.
Right, I know.
And I looked at, back in the day, I looked at a girl before we started partying and said, I looked at her, I said, look, the second you do this, don't come looking at me, because I know
what's going to happen.
You're going to like this.
Now, if there was a rumor it made me skinny, I'd be.
But no, there's no rumor. It is a pure fact. You would eat a lot more because it intensifies your taste buds.
And you know what? That's my addiction. My addiction is food. Like I just love to eat too much.
Well, then this is the fentanyl for you. Weed is your fentanyl. Yeah. And your wife would be reporting to a call at her own home because you'd be covered in subs and lobster rolls.
And that may happen anyway. Just to be honest with you.
You don't need anything to push it along.
My gosh, yeah. I just like
But
to
it would
eat.
Be kind of funny, though, to get high with you, though.
Right? Yeah.
It would be a little funny.
It would be great.
I think you watch him kiss me like, I never knew Kiss was this badass.
Yeah. Then put your shirt back on.
I basically do everything that a pothead would do without him.
Yeah, true.
Eat all the time and watch my Kiss videos all the time. James John, so you've taught your kids about it.
I have.
Yeah.
I have. I told them, look, I did a lot of dumb things growing up. Don't learn from my mistakes. Don't do what I do.
Right.
You're not really going to enjoy it. It wasn't that great.
Man, you're just flat out lying. Straight up liar.
Oh, yeah, I subscribe to that. Yeah. Lie to your kids.
But marijuana is a weird thing to talk about with your kids because you know for sure it's going to be commonplace if you have a younger kid, and by their teens, it's going to be a very common place to have coffee bars and have places that, you know, just like in Amsterdam and Denver and in L.A. and in Vegas. I mean, it's everywhere now. So you have to, you know, my daughter's 7, so I'm not going to go deep into the differences between crack cocaine and marijuana. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I talked to her like this. She had a Tylenol yesterday. She had a little pain. I gave her a pain. I said, you know, this is a drug. There are some drugs that are good for you that you take and it makes you feel better. There's some that are really, 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 really bad for you that even if you begin on, it could go down a bad road.
You said she had a pain?
She just had. She was jumping. She had a little Tylenol she took.
Oh, smoke this.
Oh, here, feel take better. This, and you know, relax. That wouldn't fit for that.
It says in this study, they determined that most Americans think marijuana is beneficial in some way, despite the lack of evidence to support many of the benefits that people claim.
But
It has.
Do you know why the lack of evidence? Because it was illegal to do the studies on marijuana up until about, I think, 2 years ago. Actually, because it's a class one drug, it's still illegal to take and do those on a federal level to really see what's going on. That's why we're getting so many discoveries with CBD oil and these different waxes. And we're in the green rush.
It says here they're still currently working on providing ecstasy for people who have PTSD and who have marital problems.
And that is the next thing that's going to be happening, guys. I'm telling you right. Psychedelics are going to be, within the next 10 years, something that marriage counselors will be using, veterans will be using, and why?
Really? But I mean,
not?
Now you're going too far.
No, marital
problems. Everybody,
that to me.
Everybody's raising their hand. Go ahead. I got a problem.
Molly, the that's the street term, right? Yeah. Was actually created to use for couples, to use for marriage counseling, and they would use it, and they would give it, and they would sit there, and they would have these open conversations. Because if anybody knows, I'm not saying to do this. The reason people get hurt is because obviously it gets cut up in a million different ways with heroin and this and that. Yeah. But the initial start of that drug was for therapists and psychoanalysts and psychologists to use.
So people would open up and talk more.
And then it got smashed about the mid-70s and the late 60s, and then it's just not been talked about. Now it's being reintroduced. A lot of these veterans, who, by the way, I think 22 of them are killing themselves every single day.
Wow. That's the argument.
Okay, why not? If this is something that will heal them, we're not talking about them going to a rave and then like getting, you know, Vicks blown in their face and they're blowing up. No, this is just like any other drug that will really help these people, man. Really help these people. I hope.
I had no idea. That's wild.
If it's not made in a bathtub by some guy named Jamal,
dude, or Lance,
how do you know Jamal?
Or Justin, and he sells it at his frat house. You know, there's different levels with everything, man. But hopefully everybody can enjoy it the right way.
When we come back, it's time for Savannah the Woo! Gator Entertainer. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Perfect song, Angel.
Amazing.
Love this song. Here we go. See, I'm riding high.
Oh.
Got a rum shake, y'all. Oh, I got five.
Give me some brew and I might just chill. But I'm the type that likes to light another joint like Cypress Hill.
Remember, you can vote on the website at monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm for who you think the best villain actor of all time is. It's down to two people. It's down to Alan Rickman versus Anthony Hopkins. See who you think. And when you go and participate and vote, you could win a $100 Fandango card. So that's on our website at monsters.fm. And there's a lot of cool stuff on our website at monsters.fm. There's links to the Jim Colbert Show. There's links to Real Laughs Monster Comics. There's links to Angel and What the Hell's Angel Listening To on Friday nights. All kinds of great stuff on our website at monsters.fm. I'm Russ Rollins along with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos. James John is here from Real Laughs Monster Comics. And now it's time for Savannah, the Gator Entertainer.
Good morning, everybody.
Wait for your music.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Well, the music, we have it down so good that as soon as the first word comes out, it usually cues. Today, we're off a little bit. Mind your business.
Mind your business. Just mind your business.
She told you.
Mind your business.
No, I'm not going to be mean to Jimmy because he's cooking today and I'm really hungry.
This is when everybody treats me the best.
I
Thursday.
Pull it back.
Right around 9.
All right, so this segment is being brought to you by Gatorland. If you're going to other alligator parks in Central Florida, you are wasting your money. Come where you know you're going to see alligators. Come where you know you're going to be able to interact with alligators. And come where you know you're going to learn something. Like, every single day I go home from there, I've learned something new, even if that was not my intention walking in.
What'd you learn yesterday?
What I learned yesterday? I learned that the two spots on the top of a crocodile's head... Mm-hmm. are like fontanelles, and they're for pressure. So when they go under deep water, it can pressurize, and it's not all sealed in.
Whoa.
Yeah, and it has a super fancy name, like supra
fontanelle.
Something fossa. Is it, and then there's a superior, and there's an inferior.
Is it from the menage a trois gland? It's the only gland I use.
Anyways, this is being brought to you by Gatorland Orlando. Go to Gatorland.com and find out all the cool stuff that Gatorland has to offer. We are hiring right now, so make sure you apply. And if you want to work at the greatest place in the world, as far as I'm concerned, it's the greatest place in the world. You can also check out Gatorland vlogs on YouTube. And the reason I say that is because of this. I watch a lot of YouTube videos now. I watch ours on the Monsters video channel. I watch everybody's YouTube videos. Carlos doesn't put as much YouTube up as some other people do. But I watch a lot of Carlos's wife's YouTube.
Yeah, she does a great job.
Well done.
Oh, yes. She appreciates it.
I am Megan Navarro.
That's it.
That's it.
You like decorating, you like Dollar Tree, you like design. That's your spot.
Mm-hmm. I don't like any of those things, but I watch. True. I watch it because I know Megan, and I feel like I'm watching Celebrity, right?
Yeah, right.
Like
right.
And plus, she has over 200,000 subscribers.
Well, 20,000, yeah, but she'll get to 200,000, but yeah.
So I watch it because I want to learn how to do better.
Got it,
right?
Okay.
Because I only know how to talk like me, and I only know how to film what I like. So I try
Gators,
to learn.
Gators, red tops, lights, look at my overalls.
So, hey, check this out. I am Megan Navarro. I am Savannah, and I'm going to do a video today like Megan does, and it's going to be, it ain't going to be a Dollar Tree haul. It's going to be a five and under y'all's haul. So I'm going to tell.
What does that mean? Five
like
and under?
They do this thing. She does this thing where she goes shopping. She takes you with her shopping.
Yeah,
and
I saw
you get
the
all these deals, and then you go home, and then you got to put it all together.
It's a haul. It's a haul, and then shop with me. So a lot of people, what they do is they go, and you go with them, and you shop with them at their various stores. She does. Megan does it at JCPenney.
The one
Target,
I saw the other day, she did it with your daughter, and they went up to the Orlando Science Center.
Yeah, that's a really good one. Yeah. I'm going to the Science Center because of that video, actually. But I was going to do it, and I'm going to talk like Megan does.
Do you need some music? Like she puts like cool music underneath?
I do. Hi, guys. It's me, Savannah.
Is this your YouTube voice?
I just wanted to give you guys some things about what I've been doing.
Is she making fun of your wife?
I hope not.
No.
What are you doing? What are you doing
I'm
right?
trying to be like that so I can get more viewers, too.
So she's doing an impersonation of your wife.
All right.
And she talks in this really soft voice. And
well, you're not doing that.
Incapable.
Uh-huh. Okay, friends, here's what we're going to do today.
I don't know.
I'm not going to Dollar Tree because that's Megan's thing. I'm going to go to Family Dollar.
Oh.
Dollar General.
Oh.
Okay.
Probably I'm going to go to Ross.
Nice.
Because when I go to Ross, that's where I like to get my miscellaneous men's clearance sweatpants and vests.
Yep, yep.
Because when I'm home alone, I like to pretend like I'm Russ Rollins. And I put my sweatpants and vest on.
Look at me. I'm Russ. I got a kiss wall.
And a drink fancy wines that are called
Menage a Trois.
Right.
It's the only wine I drink.
It's pretty good.
And then I like to go from there, so then I will go to a place called Michael's or Hobby Lobby, any of those crafting places, because I like to go in there, and I like to give them projects that they cannot possibly do. And say, can you help me with this? And they'll go, oh, yeah, sure. Are you a crafter? No, I'm not a crafter. But here's what I would like to make. I would like to make a purple alligator out of Jamaica Brazil nut popsicle sticks with gloss white raisinette eyes. Can you help me do that?
Man, we can't help you with that.
Right? And when I was in California, I got kicked out of Michael's.
Oh.
I got banned from the only Michael's.
How did you get kicked out of Michael's?
Man, that's some ratchet ass mess right there.
It was.
Complaining about the picture frames again?
No. I bought some
fabric. This ain't 12x10. This is 12x11.
I bought some fabric. I took it home. I tried to make a thing. It didn't work. I went back to ask the lady for help, and she was like, well, you just can't do that. And I was like, what do you mean you can't do that? Like, I have a sewing machine. I have this. And she was like, well, that's, you just can't do that. And I was like, can you explain to me what can't do that means or what I need to add to this process so I can do this? And she was like, I don't know what to tell you. You should have asked before. He can't do that. And I was like, you know what? You are the most condescending witch I've ever met in my whole entire life.
How do you get a fight with somebody that Michael's?
She just illustrated the entire thing.
Look.
Right up until the cop call.
All I know is, and you know
I don't want to be here anyway. I'm more of a Pottery Barn bitch.
You charge too much for framing, and I don't have the coupon.
Okay.
Look, I can never go into Michael's again. It was pretty devastating.
And you have small carts.
All-time pottery, what?
Michael's is great.
Okay, so...
Thanks, Russ.
All time pottery time down, bitches. You can come on my block. I don't give a damn about Michael or Michael's plural, whatever. All time pottery. OTP, bitches. OTP.
And for those of y'all in South Carolina, Walk-A-Mall Pottery.
Oh, Walk-A-Mall.
Holler. It's local.
Walk-A-Mall.
It's farm to table. Anyways, so after I go from whatever craft store I want to do, and I love Michael's, and I still go there here. I just couldn't go to the one in Huntington Beach.
Yeah. Because you got kicked out.
Because I got kicked out.
They got a photo in the back of Savannah. Like, is it her? Is it her?
After that.
Call the police if you see her.
Right.
After I do crafts, engage. Then I like to go by the Christian bookstore and talk God for a while.
Oh,
one of my favorite things to do is talk God and talk about all my blessings and share my blessings with the world and let the world know that God doesn't want to just teach me a lesson. He wants me to experience the lesson.
Word.
That's why people have so many highs and lows.
Right.
And
as long as that lesson doesn't have anything to do with material.
Yeah, do you buy anything?
No. Well, sometimes I buy, Hey God, it's me, Savannah.
Oh, a little message?
Yeah. Hey, God, are you up there? It's me, Savannah.
Yeah.
But anyways, I talked to God for a while with some people that I know are going to heaven, and I don't really like to talk to people that aren't going to heaven.
Oh,
so,
nice.
We have a little conversation, and then I go home. Now, see, this would be the part in the video where Megan would say, okay, and this is what we got, and show everybody, and go through all the things.
The hall. It's, you know, you show it, and you go, hey, they got this, they got that.
But I don't have that audience, right? So I line my lizards and frogs up on the edge of the bed.
Look at you. What are their names?
Okay, and then I line them up.
Okay.
So far, nothing sad about it.
No, nothing. We got a big show for y'all today.
Exactly.
A big show.
I'm going to tell you the story of how I got banned from my
Who's ready?
So,
roll call.
First, I line up my lizards.
I'd say listen up if you had ears.
No, they do have ears.
Lizards can hear?
Yeah, they can hear. Snakes can't hear.
Poor lizards. Poor lizards.
So, then I do my presentation. As if Megan would do her presentation to her 20,000 people, I do my presentation to my lizards.
All right.
And I always start with Bandit because he's the most curious.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and
sure,
he looks
course.
Up from beneath my covers and I'll say, Bandit, I got you a fake tree.
Oh, yay.
This is a great fake tree. You can scratch nails on it. I can hide little pinky mice in it. You can find them later.
God, your lizard's in your bed?
And
yeah, of course.
And you can climb this tree, too. Like you climb, can climb it and hide under it.
So you show how to do it. That's very good.
I do. And then I move on to my crocodile monitor, whose name is Butters, who is gigantic now. And I say, Butters, I know how you like bacon. I got you chicharronis.
Oh, yay.
And he loves chicharronis.
Okay, nice.
He has a hard time eating chicharronis because, you know, they kind of fall apart.
Sure, of course.
But he does love chicharronis.
He gets to do it.
I just want her to keep saying chicharrones. That's my weird thing.
Not
so,
mad at you.
Dolly is my littlest lizard. I named her after Dolly Parton.
Of course.
And Dolly never wants anything to play with. All she ever wants is a good little rat. Like, all she wants to play. And she just has a lot of fun. And then I give my little frogs a baby mouse, because ever since the cricket shortage, they decided to be carnivores straight
The
now.
Great cricket shortage of 17.
Mm-hmm. And then I end it by saying, check out my next vlog.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
We found the crickets.
No, wait, here's the thing. My throat is sore from talking soft like Megan.
I know. Yeah, you talk very soft.
Yeah.
So don't forget.
The good Lord is not allowing you.
Her throat's going, what are you trying to do? That's not how we talk.
Don't be alarmed. This happens every time her voice drops below 120 decibels.
So check out my next vlog. Check out my next vlog, y'all.
Now you're doing an impression of yourself.
Yeah, now she's doing an impersonation of herself, doing an impersonation of Megan.
Dude, it's so Inception right now.
I know.
I don't even know how to get out
you're
of it.
You're out of it. You're out of it.
All right. Boom. So check out Gatorland.com, you guys. Check out. And you know what? If I just get 400 more subscribers, I get a bonus. I'll be super happy with my bonus. I'll even do something crazy. Not going to do that. Anyways, go to Gatorland
Vlogs. Make it pop.
Go to Gatorland Vlogs and subscribe.
Put them on the glass.
All right.
I can make...
when we...
I could maybe do a twerk video.
You
could
twerk
that
video, yeah.
Do it like Iggy with some chicken on the top.
That chicken will fall.
Angel just said, put him on the glass.
Put him on the glass.
I just ignore him.
How did that just happen?
I think he meant her feet. He meant her feet.
How did that not happen 10 years ago?
I know, for real.
Put him on the glass, kid.
All right, you're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Someday Alexa will do everything. Ugh. Alexa, can you take the dog for a walk?
Ha ha ha. No way in hell.
But until then, tell her to play Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio.
Playing Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio.
It's time to check the Daily Five. Go to monsters.fm and see if your name is one of the five names that's up on the Daily Five. If it is, you're going to join us at Universal Studios Orlando for the Monster Fan Appreciation Show, which is on August the 4th. That's the best way to win those tickets for Universal Studios Orlando. Just go to our website. It's monsters.fm. Check the Daily Five. If your name is one of those names, then you let Blog and Molly know that you saw it first, and you'll get a pair of tickets to join us on that day for the Monster Fan Appreciation Show, which is coming up on August the 4th at Universal Studios Orlando. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos. Savannah here today, along with James Yawn, the Monster Comic of the Year. Mm-hmm. And now, at 9 o'clock, we always find out what's going on in the real news with Deborah Roberts, a very serious news person.
Yes, very serious.
very serious.
I like that. Some little background ambient newsroom sounds.
Yeah.
I want to make you feel at home.
I want to thank you, and I think Jimmy probably does too, because you mentioned it yesterday and made us both look up at the moon and Mars this morning. And man, Mars was, just like you said, I mean, big and red, and you could just see it. It was very distinct.
Naked eye.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it today.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so tomorrow morning, we can do the same thing.
Okay. It's like a giant pink marble in the sky. If you're looking at the moon, go upper left, like 10 o'clock.
Yeah, and what's really cool is that a listener had texted in yesterday with a good tip that from Earth, stars twinkle, planets do not. Mm. That's another way to help you spot Mars.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I wonder if you're on Mars, if you can see Earth, because I know we're a lot smaller. And if you see Earth, are we blue?
I would imagine so, which they just found that there is indeed evidence of water on Mars. They found a large river running through.
Wow.
There you go.
Are you Team Space now?
He totally is Team Space.
Yeah, like the last couple of days, he's been all... Yeah, well, I've got some more space news for you.
Well, I'm Team Robot, but it lends itself
to
space.
He's trying to quantify this and break it down into segment. He's more robot now.
Yeah, more robot.
Not space.
But which part of you is more robot?
I hope the lower half, baby.
Come on now. Energizer Bunny.
Before you leave the water topic, though, does that mean if there's water on the big red planet... does that mean at one time there had to be life?
Well, that's the assumption, is that, you know...
If there's water, there had to be life.
There was, because it has the building blocks for life.
Sure.
So I'm sure that's part of the equation that they're thinking about. I think moving forward, it's like, all right, well, that's the one thing as humans that we cannot go without, is having water. I mean, of course, you'd have to worry about an atmosphere, which it doesn't have. So,
we making the assumption that Mars water is just like Earth water?
Oh, but it's good as hell.
I thought that her salt content was super high, and that's
I thought it was
Martian-y.
We'll find out. 2019. Yeah. That's what Elon Musk says, right? That's what SpaceX says is 2019.
Do we know? Yeah. Does that water freeze? Do we know?
No, it was found under the surface of the planet. So it's not like, you know, they finally got a picture where, oh, okay, well, now we can see the river.
Yeah.
It took them years of sifting through all of the data that a European satellite that's been orbiting the planet has been gathering. And then they put it all together and went, okay, this is the proof that we've been looking for, that there is indeed water on Mars.
Wow. What was the other space news?
The other space news is that on next Friday, I believe, NASA is going to be announcing their newest class of astronauts who are going to fly in the Dragon, SpaceX Dragon, and the Starliner. So at first, it's going to be two-man crews as they test them out, and then after that, we'll go to four-man crews. But we're back to seeing graduating classes of astronauts again.
Have we heard more about Space Force? When is that starting?
Space Force is not. It was not included in the budget that was submitted on Monday. Exactly, the defense budget. And it's been put on hold.
And you saw how much the defense budget was, right? Did you see how much it was?
I didn't.
$700
$1 billion. Something like that. I mean, it's every year.
You say that like that's a big number.
Yeah, it's just insane. I mean, if it's what I saw some news on yesterday, and we could fit Space Force in there.
I know.
And throw
I know.
A little billion over to them.
I know, but you know, on top of news this week, that's not only elections, but, you know, there was evidence this week they found that Russian hackers made it into our utility systems and may have caused some blackouts. So, you know,
little
give
test
them that
here,
seven. Exactly.
Little test there.
Oh, I mean, Khrushchev, his words from decades ago, we will take the U.S. without firing a single shot.
Yep.
And it's cyber warfare.
Yep.
So give them that $700 billion so they can keep our asses safe.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of attacks and defense, if you can believe it, 17 years after the 9/11 attacks, a victim was identified.
I saw that.
Through...
One bone.
Through groundbreaking DNA forensic science, they were able to, obviously his family, you know that these folks aren't coming back, but for the families, that's been one of the hardest things is that
some
not getting, exactly, the closure, not getting any remains back, not knowing, it's the not knowing.
Mm-hmm.
So now this family, this 26-year-old securities analyst.
Good looking young guy, man. Yeah.
17 years after, and for those who don't know, there's actually some coolers that sit very close to Ground Zero that contain very, in some cases, extremely tiny pieces of human remains.
Really?
It's in a refrigerator. Yes, it's there. So for two reasons. One, so families can go and mourn. It's a private spot. The public cannot go into it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a place where forensic scientists can go back and continue to try to make identifications of the victims of 9/11. They're still finding stuff from 9/11 17 years later.
Wow.
Yeah. Here, back in the state of Florida, you have an appeals court ruling that they must release surveillance video showing the law enforcement response to the Parkland school shooting.
Oh, why wouldn't they?
Well, both the sheriff's department.
I mean, you know, here that begs the question. Why wouldn't a government body release footage? Obviously, I get it, Jimmy. You know, that there's probably some wrongdoing, but we own that. As a society, we own that as a tax-paying society.
Well, and that's what the appeals court, you know, because the Broward School District didn't want it released. Sheriff Scott Israel didn't want it released.
Sure.
Prosecutors, I believe, also didn't want it released, or defense attorneys, both, actually. But the appeals court, they didn't want it getting in the hands of the media organizations. Yeah. It's not going to show any of the carnage. It's just going to show
the response.
And, of course, lack thereof, which, of course, you can see why Scott Israel doesn't want it released. But it's still getting released.
Or the city or any government. I mean, look, man,
it goes deep.
It means. I mean, it's going to set a precedent for possible litigation that could, you know, not be just one lawsuit, but turn into a class action with that entire group of people to the tune of tens of millions of dollars.
And they are now, Parkland is going under huge security measures.
Getting metal detectors.
They're
not going to
make the kids have the see-through backpacks anymore, but they're going to have metal detectors and all that stuff.
They're going to have metal detectors, You can expect Parkland security is going to be what it should have been when they knew Nicholas Cruz
was
a threat.
What all schools should be. It's a security. Look, if we're going to the Kenny Chesney concert and I can't sneak in my knife because there's a whole bunch of security, our public schools should have at least the same amount of security.
When does this trial start?
At base.
Oh, there's no date set for that yet.
That's going to be so delayed.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're still waiting for Markeith Lloyd's trial to start.
What's going on with that?
He got another new attorney.
Yeah.
He actually got the Miami expert on death penalty cases that he wanted originally, that the court said, no, you're not paying for your own lawyer, so we're not hiring you the best in the country. Now he's got his new lawyer.
Wow. How'd that work out?
He knows the system, man. He's gaming the system. He's filed brief after brief after brief.
He's got some leverage, too. Sadly, with that video where he got kicked straight in the face by the police department, that's leverage in that world, in the sense of like, well, how much are you going to willing to push it if you don't do this? And you got all the time in the world, man.
Yeah.
Worst person to do a deal with.
Yeah.
When they have all the time in the world and they have no reason to move forward with
anything.
And they
know the system.
And he's got that chit. Because, I mean, they could have taken him down without, you know, kicking his face in and causing him to lose an eye.
Yeah.
You know, that just happened. You get in the emotional aspect of it.
I get it. Yeah.
I mean, it happens, but it doesn't mean it's right.
Yeah.
But you can certainly understand it.
And you want to hear a freaky story?
Sure.
I like a freaky story.
Are we keeping our clothes on for this?
Does it have to do with genuine?
Put him on a glass, Deborah.
That's what I'm saying.
Put them on the glass Wednesday, or Thursdays.
Thursdays?
Yeah,
yeah.
Angel just coined it, and I love it.
Gotcha. Okay, I can no right. longer come in on Thursdays.
No?
No.
No, your wife would like you getting fried eggs on the glass?
Yeah.
That's what it's going to end up looking like, fried eggs.
Deb, do it now, because Bradshaw's definitely not going to ask for it.
Good, nice, organic eggs, though, I bet.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Farm
rice. That's right. Nice little brown tint.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Look like
free range.
Look like little Hershey Kisses.
Oh, my God.
Gotta be careful in a white t-shirt.
Let them cages be free.
That's right. Cage free, baby.
What was the last story?
Sorry.
What's going on again? Where are we at?
She's dying to do it.
No, I'm dying to do it. The story is really cool, though. Yeah. You remember when Amelia Earhart disappeared back in 1937?
Yes. And they thought they found photo of her somewhere.
Uh-huh. This is even crazier.
Okay, yeah.
It turns out that a 15-year-old girl who was living in St. Petersburg, Florida at the time may have heard Amelia Earhart's last pleas for help.
What? How's that?
Seriously, on a shortwave radio.
Oh, really?
Now, they think this, of course, for those who don't know, she was a very famous female pilot, was trying to circumvent the globe when she disappeared mysteriously in the Pacific.
Right.
And they've never been able to find hide nor hair, not her plane, not her navigator, Noonan. They haven't been able to find any evidence. They've thought they found, like, freckle creams.
I thought they found a photo of a plane
recently,
on a truck.
It
was. And right beside it, it was someone that looked like her.
They disproved that photo, sadly.
They
said it was taken either too early or too late for that to be the person there. But, yeah, unfortunately, they disproved that.
But this 15-year-old girl in her family's home hears Amelia Earhart's voice come out over her family's radio.
Oh, whoa.
Where it said,
so how did they get brought up? Who talked to this girl? I mean, it's really a random-ass story to
it is it. It is, but historians have finally put this information out, so they're
so that person said it at the time, right, when she was being looked for and
right,
stuff. Oh,
exactly.
Got it.
She said, I may have heard Amelia Earhart on our family's radio. She said, water's high, need help quick.
So maybe she was on a little island.
They think what happened is that she and her navigator crashed on a small island in the Pacific, like an atoll, really. It's not even like a big island you could survive on. The theory's always been that they lived as castaways on this island. This is 1937, so if someone doesn't sail by you, there's no way to be seen.
But how would it have been picked up on a
shortwave radio from the Pacific to the Gulf Coast of Florida, where a 15-year-old girl possibly heard the last words spoken by Amelia Earhart?
Have you checked out, like, the ham radio, shortwave radio?
Oh, yeah.
That stuff is amazing.
Listen, people always joke about ham radio operators, but trust me. In times of great disaster, who do you think the officials go to?
That's
ham radio operators, because they can get that information anywhere around the world if they need to.
Very good. Thank you, Deborah.
Thanks,
you're welcome. Oh, yeah, Dollar Krispy Kreme's 81st birthday tomorrow. Buy a dozen, get a dozen more for $1.
Ooh.
What?
And McDonald's is giving away free French fries on Fridays. Just download their app. James, your eyes just got as big as my free range eggs.
That's right.
These are extra large.
It's time for Dirty Jim, meat of the week. You're listening to the Mox of the Morning.
Extra large and brown. Come on.
John, you gonna be performing anywhere soon, buddy?
I actually am. This Saturday, I'm glad you asked me. No, Sunday, as a matter of fact, at 7 p.m., I'll be at Aloma Bowls.
So
if y'all want to come out and see me, please do that.
Very nice. And, of course, you can hear James John every night here on Real Radio 104.1. It's Real Laughs.
Real Laughs. And, doing well, by the way.
Yeah, doing very well. We had a great time on the cruise with you guys, so we got to do that again.
We have to when I get younger. Damn it, I was tired for 3 days.
Welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos, Savannah, Deborah Roberts still here. I wonder why Deborah Roberts is sticking around.
Let's see.
Meat of the week. That's
It tortures us every morning because, you know, our studios sit back to back.
Yeah.
So all the time talking over on the 50,000 watt front porch with Bud Hedinger, we can smell this food.
That's right.
And it kills me.
Oh, this looks healthy, too.
Thank you, Jimmy.
So obviously every week when Dirty Jim does this, it's from Petty's Meats. Petty's Meats is over on 434 in Longwood. If you've never been, if you love to eat, man, that's a great place to go because not only can... got incredible food that's all prepared, and all you got to do is heat it. They've got all meats. They've got great like fish. They've got
great sides too.
The sides,
their
yeah.
sides are amazing. I mean, it just. You can take care of your entire family with one trip to Petty's.
And Angel loves the he loves the pastries and the desserts.
Oh, their dessert cabinet is amazing, and it's a really cool thing. They do like the individual size kind of red velvet cakes. Great cookies and whatnot. It's very delicious.
And when you're shopping, they'll give you a beer, which is kind of cool. You know, so okay, so take a little taste.
Thank you.
I have no clue what this is. I haven't tasted it.
It looks
it
like
yet.
Pork. Hmm. No? Is it pork?
It's pork. I know pork. It's pork.
Smells like this mouth knows pork.
I didn't even taste it. I see it, and I know it's pork.
I think it's, right. I think it's a pork loin, I believe.
Angel says easy, like the mouth is the line.
Yeah, exactly.
Put them on the glass.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah, I believe it's a pork loin. But you know what? No, I don't know. I don't think that is. I think it's different.
Something new for us.
This is new,
it's
right?
New. It's not a duck.
I thought it was a pork loin, but it's not, is it?
No, it's cow genitals.
Okay, well, I like them.
No, I'm joking. No, this is a pork tenderloin.
Oh, okay.
And they call it their very teriyaki.
Oh.
Very, very teriyaki. And they marinate these for you, and these pork tenderloins are great. And, you know, we talk about this on Primetime Kitchen a lot because people sleep on pork tenderloins. When you hear pork, everybody's like, well, pork shoulder or baby back ribs or... Or, you know, pork chops, but they never really stop to eat the tenderloin. Tenderloin is actually the most healthy cut of the pork. It's like the fillet of the pig. And they're cheap. I mean, they're dirt cheap, and they accept flavor like crazy.
Well, if it's the best part, why is it so cheap?
I couldn't tell you, but, you know, the thing is they're smaller, too. So, like, for two pork tenderloins like you guys are have today, I think both of those together would be about $14. Mm-hmm. $14 to $17, depending on the size and the package. And that's one, two, three, four, five, six adults are eating, and there's actually still a little bit left over.
Right.
And it makes such a great meal. And the reason why is because you can do it so many different ways. You can make it medallions. You can roast it with herbs. Here, you can marinate it with teriyaki and just pan sear it and throw it in the oven. It cooks in 30 minutes.
So what's the most expensive part of the pig? Would it be like ribs? Like,
well, because, yeah, ribs are actually, yeah. The baby back ribs, I believe, are the most expensive thing you can buy on the pig. Tenderloins, you know, you have to buy a couple of them, and they almost always come pack in twos. Mm. At Petty's, you can buy them out of the case, I believe, individually. But really, unless you have a small family, it's not going to be enough. And the great thing about this is you cook it to medium and it comes out great. You can marinate them, you can brine them. I love cooking pork tenderloin. There's rarely a time in my house where there's not one or two in my freezer ready to go. And then they pair it up with their in-house garlic broccoli, which is amazing.
Yeah, the broccoli is
is fantastic.
I mean, just absolutely amazing. And these are a great pairing together. If you'll notice, and Russ said this perfectly, this is a healthy meal.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You gotta remember, there's very little fat in this. I think the garlic broccoli has a little bit of sesame oil in there, and that's about it.
Right.
Because they want it to kind of go along with the teriyaki flavor. But the marinade, just, you know, a little bit of oil in the marinade, but we pour that off. We don't really cook with the marinade. We just want the flavor on the top, and then we cut it into medallions, and there you go. And that's how you get silence in the room.
It's really good.
Nobody can talk because everybody's eating.
Yeah, that's and so again, if you wanted to add some brown rice to this, you could. But if you wanted to eat just like this would be a great, flavorful, healthy meal that you could eat every day. And of course, Petty's has these all day long. I think if you even asked, they'd probably put them in a marinating bag for you if you wanted to.
And I tell you what, I live in that area, and it's always packed. I mean, you know, get there early and get your ticket. When you walk in, make sure you go get your ticket right away. You can look. You have time to look around. Go get your ticket first, and then look around. Wait for them to call your number.
Yeah, 100%. Also, don't let me sweat. The tenderloins go great on the grill as well. Just sear them off on the grill and just, you know, you put them off to the side and let them cook with just the heat of the grill closed.
Yeah.
Great flavor. We love these things. Thanks, Petty's 434 in Longwood. Like Russ said, right from right by Kobe, only about a quarter mile from I-4. Imported wines, cheeses, local beers. Just a great place to go and hang out and get great food. Making everyday gourmet.
It is awesome. All right, when we come back, Carlos is going to take it to the top.
Woo! Radio.
You heard Deborah Roberts in here. Deborah Roberts is on the Jim Colbert Show. You can hear that on Fridays, 3 o'clock. So tomorrow at 3 o'clock, Deborah Roberts, Ross Padgett, Zach Bradshaw. Tomorrow at 3, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you heard the show last week. Ross's bit was about shopping while drunk because he got hammered watching the World Cup and then went online and started shopping and he bought a $35 or $40 stainless steel slide whistle.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
That's good.
So apparently he's been tweeting out all week that he can't wait to blow my face off with a slide whistle.
Okay.
So I don't know why he's doing that, but apparently we get to experience that tomorrow.
All right, welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins along with Dirty Jim. We got Angel, we got Savannah, we got James Jean, who you can hear on Real Laugh with Monster Comics tonight on Real Radio 104.1. And now it's time for Carlos to take it to the top.
Let's go.
Bam! Cookie, cookie, good morning, everybody. Hello, my name is Carlos Alberto Navarro, and this is To The Top. Every single morning, trying to take it to the top, make you think, make you laugh, whatever it may be. Today is no different. I jumped on Facebook Live. If you go to Monsters in the Morning on Facebook, it's going to be me. I'm wearing a shirt that I got working at a convention that somebody else didn't want.
What convention?
A McDonald's convention, where the host of the McDonald's convention had a wardrobe, a big wardrobe, and he wore one shirt. And they said, anybody want his other shirts? And I was like, he looks like a schmedium to me. And so that's what I'm wearing. I think it's the first time I've worn it.
That's awesome. Like
it. It's nice.
Let me try it on.
Come on, man.
No, please try it on.
Oh, man.
We're begging.
Today is a great day. It's Thursday. Thursdays here at the studios are always fun. One of the great things is Jimmy is nice enough to cook for us. And I thank you again for the delicious. I don't eat a lot of pork straight up. Now tell me.
Straight up.
Right, right. Yeah.
I usually have my pork mixed in with my sandwich.
Yeah, yeah.
Usually
how do you not eat pork every day?
I really like
pork
pigs.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
I like pigs. I think they're really cute.
Can you lie?
What's that?
Can you lie? I like pigs and I cannot lie. God. Look, we're doing hip hop all day long.
I didn't realize you were going down that
road. Sorry. My apologies. I'll stop.
Good. But no, it was good. Thank you, Jimmy. And you ever get excited about you get something, you want to show it up to somebody, and then somebody just crushes your excitement? Pork? Yeah. And I'm looking at you there. Savannah.
Oh, I didn't crush it.
What's your crush?
I did not crush your joy.
Oh. So listen, okay? For about months now, I've been walking around with this raggedy-ass iPhone 10 wallet because it's been ripped to shreds for whatever reason. I bought it at the cheap mall.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, actually, I didn't know. It was actually expensive. The thing I got now is cheaper. And it ripped apart, and I was like, man, I'm not going to, it still holds my card. I'll just leave it. I'm trying to do Dave Ramsey's, you know, no spending, trying to do better at that.
Right. But you just felt like it was time to change.
It's time to change. Yeah. I've had the phone wallet forever, you know, like literally for years. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I don't use any other credit cards now.
Yeah.
I only use my license and my debit card, so I don't need the whole deal, right? So I went to a very fancy store. I don't want to act like I'm showing off or anything. It's just a place I go to buy most of my goods.
Okay.
And that's Five Below.
Ah.
Very fancy store.
Yeah. Five and Under?
I just did
a vlog about decorating from
there's
Five
one,
and Under.
Yeah, there's one right around the corner from us.
Oh, yeah. And it has everything. You ever been in there, Russ?
No, I have
below?
Not.
Yeah. No. Everything under $5.
Really?
Everything.
Store's badass.
It's amazing. It really is. And there's actually some really good stuff. Well, I stroll by the old phone case.
It's an 8-year-old's Wonder World.
It is. It's a big Spencer's gift.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And I caught the phone case has caught my eye. I was like, well, they ain't got iPhone 10. That's probably, oh, they do have iPhone 10. Oh, they do have a case. Oh, they have a case that will protect my two cards perfectly in there.
Mm.
Perfectly. And it's $5?
Five.
My kind of deal. That's what I just walked into Ross and bought $35 Puma sneakers that I'm all about the deal.
That's right.
I'm all about the deal. Get here. I said, you know what? Savannah, when I show it to her, she's going to love it. She's going to think it's awesome. I show it to her and she goes, look, it got a big old bump on the side.
Oh, really?
Because it does.
And I tried to fix it. Well, of course, now I obsess over it.
Wait, let me see. Where's the bump?
Well, it's gone now because I had to rework some things. But it was on the side. She didn't even celebrate it. She just had to diss it. Why do you hate my phone case?
I don't hate your phone case.
You're jealous of my phone case.
I mean, a $5 phone case is going to have some lumps in it.
Really?
You know how much my phone cases were a piece?
How much?
$100.
Well, you're crazy. Yeah, but you have to get them waterproof.
Yeah, you're biting gators.
Do you know
every
how
day.
Many I've been through?
At least five.
Damn, $500.
Well, you can buy some headphones then, you know.
God bless Gatorland for paying for my equipment.
But it's all right, though. It's all right. I got my phone case. It's all good.
It's pretty.
It is pretty.
How do you finally decide when you're going to pull the trigger to change something else? Because the other one you had was working just fine.
It was literally.
It just was getting ragged.
It literally had a hole, and it was falling. Things were falling out. That's when I got to the point where I was like, these are the things I carry around that are valuable. I need to protect it. So now I am here with my new phone case, which I will show to you later, Russ.
See, yesterday I stood there and I almost bought a new, you know, the bag I have?
Yeah, you need a new bag.
I was thinking, but this one works fine.
No. You need it. But I
did have to glue it.
Let me see it.
And it looks, that looks kind of tacky,
yes.
right?
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God, dude.
I know. Sort of, but this is like a...
you mean a gentleman's case. Look, I'm showing it.
Wow.
This is a gentleman's case here.
Look at you.
A Tumi bag,
you
though.
You can't glue a backpack.
I did. It worked.
You have to sew it.
Russ, you're much more of a gentleman now than your wild party days.
So I should switch out.
Don't you have a Ryobi, too, for that?
A Ryobi bag. There is a Ryobi bag that comes with some of the stuff. I have one.
They got a bright green Ryobi bag?
I literally throw over Ryobi bag that came with my...
You're lying to me. There's no.
No, I have it.
There's a Ryobi bag like this.
Oh, yeah.
You're telling
stories. I'll sell you one. A friend of mine, Magic Mall, has it. He could get it for you. Man, motivational minute. This story is so awesome. It is so awesome because we all can use this as inspiration. Shout out to Mr. David Thomas from. He is actually...
Yeah, that'd be Wendy's, right? David Thomas?
Oh, my God, it is Dave Thomas.
Dave Thomas, right?
Well, yeah. Thomas lives in Bessemer, a suburb of Birmingham, Alabama.
I just got back from there.
You just got back from...
It's beautiful.
Alabama. And the nearest ocean to him is something like 250 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas, unfortunately, or David... has had a really bad form of cerebral palsy his pretty much his entire life. So he's never left that county, basically. Wow. Okay. His dream for his entire 36 years of existence was just to look at the beach with his own eyes. Just literally be able to sit or stand, if you will, and look at the ocean come in with the waves. Something that all of us, I know, in all these rooms have done a million times. And take it for granted. You take it for granted, but it's okay because it's like, well, of course everybody sees the beach one time. We live in Florida. Well, of course everybody walks on the beach. These are things that most everybody can do. Well, not for David. Not for David. He's never been able to do it. He never told anybody about it. He just kind of kept it to himself. And we all have these things in our life that we keep to ourselves. And we think, no, it's way too hard to kind of figure out. And I don't want to be a burden on anybody, so you keep it to yourself. But it is something that can be solved by the humanity and love of other people with not a lot of money. So he made a comment like, man, I wish I could go with y'all, but my wheelchair literally can't get me through the sand. And that is a bitch of a thing. I mean, but think about that.
They do make wheelchairs with like big, big, big tires.
Russ, you're exactly right. And guess what? So his friend said, you know what, man? We're going to take care of this for you.
Yeah.
We're going to rent this crazy wheelchair.
Yeah.
That, you know, this whole life, there's no way I could save up to get this wheelchair. There's no way I don't want to put people out. This is what David has thought his whole life. Well, guess what?
What?
It's $170 for 2 days.
That's it?
Wow. That's it. When the people that found out about David, the rental company, they gave him an additional 2 days for free.
Damn.
There you go.
David said when he saw it, this is the best summer vacation of my life. He said, I never believed something could be so beautiful.
Wow.
We do this every day, y'all. I'm talking about myself. I'm talking about everybody here.
What beach did he go to?
He went to Panama City.
He's coming to Florida. Yep. Did you meet him, Russ?
I did not meet him, no.
He had both your spots. You were just in PCB.
That's true, yeah.
And he said, now that his dream of seeing the ocean has been fulfilled, Thomas says his next goal is, guess what, y'all? To meet Steve Harvey.
Oh, wow.
That's naturally what progresses after the beach.
It's his favorite comedian. And this is the message that David Thomas says for living 36 years in a wheelchair, physically disabled at the highest levels. He says, just keep on believing and trusting in God, and it will all happen in due time. There's no limit when you got God in your life.
That's it.
There you go.
Amen.
God could be different things for many of y'all if you're listening. My Muslim brothers, my Jewish sisters, my Christian and Catholic people, we all got a different God, and it's all good. It's all good. Thomas, thank you for inspiring me, man. It is a crazy thing, to see somebody's dream, just to have it there. very, very happy for Mr. Thomas right here. He looks happy as hell, boy. This picture of him.
That's oh, yeah.
So awesome. They took sand and they put it all over his feet. He said he wanted to feel the sand between his feet.
How old is he? Freak out,
36
right?
years old, man. Look, wow. There he is. There he is, Russ. Boom.
Oh, yeah, that's
just
cool.
Just chilling, enjoying it, man. So hopefully that connects with you guys out there who are listening. Now, I found a cool list because of something that I love, and that's theme parks.
Oh, yeah. I was going to bring that up. I have it right there.
Great minds think alike, Rusty Ray. The Trip Advisor has named the world's best amusement and water parks. Orlando represent.
Oh, yeah, Orlando killed it. Crushed
this is my city, dog. This is why I love Orlando.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like... Man, if y'all don't play with us, this is what we do. This is what we do. And what do you think the number one theme park in the world is, guys? I'm going around. Rush, you know.
I James. Know. I'm reading
theme
it.
Park, just theme park.
Theme park. The top 10 amusement park, and the way that they found this
in the
was
world.
Through TripAdvisor and the
ratings.
Best,
and...
Yes, the ratings, all that. Best theme park in the world.
I'm going to say, because they're so good to this station, Universal Studios.
I love your thinking. Universal Studios, out of the hundreds of theme parks in the world, is number 5. Hell yeah,
five,
baby.
Okay.
But they're also, it's 5 Universal Studios Florida, 4 Universal Studios Hollywood. Well, I guess I got to give them love, because number 1 is Universal, baby, with Islands of Adventure.
There we go. Wow. Universal Islands of Adventure is the number 1 in the world.
And I think for a lot of different reasons, it could be that the kids are covered, the adults are covered, got a little bit of drinks out there for the adults, got some fun food for the kids. You got
is
Marvel.
Dollywood on that list or Carowind?
Would you let him do his thing?
Baby girl. Baby girl.
Dollywood ain't on there.
I don't see.
I don't believe your list.
Dollywood.
It's a fraud.
Now, Pigeon Forge is, though, and that's where Dollywood is.
Exactly.
I don't
true.
Know if the island in Pigeon Forge, is that...
The island? I want to go
I
there.
I never heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah, but number 1 was Universal's Islands of Adventure. And number 2, I love you too, Disney. Don't get me wrong. I got married there. Annual pass has been paying a lot of money for a lot of years. Magic Kingdom, of course. Disney World. What a lot of people think Disney World is, it's Magic Kingdom. In France, Le Puy de Fou. He's number 3 in Les Epis. I've never heard
what
of that.
What is that?
I don't know, but I got to look it up.
It says it's a Renaissance festival on steroids in France is what it is.
A Renaissance festival on steroids?
That's what it says.
Yeah. Number 4 is...
No question, that's worth a 10-hour flight.
Universal Studios Hollywood, number 4. Universal Studios Florida, number 5. Number 6, Disney's Animal Kingdom, shooting right up. I think the Avatar section probably helped out a lot with that. Europa Park in Germany, never heard of that. Tivoli Gardens in Denmark. The Island of Pigeon Forge, like you said, Russ, in Tennessee.
And that's then where Dollywood is.
And then in France.
Thanks. La France.
In France, where Russ gets all of his wine, Ménage à
trois. What kind of wine?
Ménage à trois. It's Ménage à trois.
It's good stuff.
Focus in on.
It's the only wine I drink. And then the top 10 water parks in the world. The closest one to Orlando is Disney's Typhoon Lagoon. I love that park. It's number 5. Mm-hmm. CM Park in Spain. I don't think of Spain and water parks together.
No.
But and then Waterboom Bali in Kuta, Indonesia.
Oh, I bet.
Just, I picture like riding an elephant down a dirt stuka.
Right. And the water's a refreshing 88.
Yeah. Exactly. And that was really the only one in the United States. A bunch of water parks around the world, man.
Didn't even
A lot of them. Brazil, yeah. United Arab Emirates.
Is Atlantis on there?
Atlantis not? No, dude, Atlantis wouldn't even rank amongst these.
Well, not to mention $900 a person.
Yeah. Well, I know we were, making little jokes at expense of Waterboom in Bali.
Yeah, does it look amazing?
It is ridiculous.
I bet
is it really?
Yeah, it is absolutely, it's what we, imagine this. Let's say we take all the water parks in Central Florida and the greater Orlando area, and we put them all together as one park.
Wow.
That's the kids section of this one.
This is ridiculous.
I would be that tacky to do a tour of water parks. Like, that's my kind of style, to go to Indonesia.
Dude, you're going to Bali.
Yeah, exactly. But they all look amazing, and that's off of TripAdvisor.
I wonder if the island in Pigeon Forge is, like, next to Dollywood, or if that's a part of Dollywood.
It has nothing to do with Dollywood. I was just looking at what they offer up there.
Huh. And I still haven't been, the water parks. I'm actually going to water park this Friday. Blizzard Beach.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I love a water park. Dang, who loves a water park?
I do not.
I do.
Why,
do.
Not? I love Why water don't parks, you,
man? You wait in line, and it's, I don't know, just not
so annoyed.
Just don't like.
What it. Now I used to like Wet n Wild a lot when it was at night, and you could go Florida resident.
Oh, summer nights, hell yeah!
Summer nights at Wet n Wild were bomb.
You know how many phone numbers I used to pick up as a young teen there?
You know how many apple juice bottles were full of straight liquor
out there? Oh hell yeah! Woo. Bunch of bumping and grinding up in that summer nights floor.
I don't see nothing wrong.
No, what was the one that would spin around like this?
Black hole or something? Yeah, the black hole.
That's exactly what it was. If you went in there and you jumped off your raft,
you could
swing up and hide.
Yeah.
And then when the next family would come through,
scare the crap out of them, yeah.
You could storm back down.
Well, that's all gone now. You guys been over by that area?
Yeah, it's all torn down.
It's all dirt. Universal Hotel's going up, man. Things are blowing up here. The Nintendo Park, second that thing
is
open, I hear that thing is going to be on a whole nother level. And has anybody been to Toy Story Land?
Have not either.
Telling you, if you're listening from out of town, Orlando is such a great place to go to vacation with your family, man.
Amen.
Yeah, it is. You know, they ain't even pay me to say it. They probably should, but. And guess what?
What?
I do know one thing.
What?
Today will be a great day. To the top, never stop.
Hey, I got a question. Who do you think is the most beloved woman
in
America? Like, so when they pass, America will be more upset. Will it be Betty White or Dolly Parton?
Oh.
Dolly Parton.
You think Dolly Parton is more beloved than Betty White?
It's a different kind of beloved. I honestly believe that. You know, you have to remember, Betty White didn't become famous to our generation until she was already older.
Man, people love Betty White.
That's great, but I've known about Dolly Parton since I was five.
But they love Dolly Parton too.
I'm going to have to disagree with Jimmy on this one. I think Dolly's a regional thing.
Oh, yeah, really?
I think Dolly's a regional thing.
Really?
Because every age group knows Betty White.
But
that's just recently. I'm telling you, man.
But I'm saying in the last 6 to 7 years.
But they're doing another 9 to 5. I saw that this morning. They're going to do another 9 to 5.
Oh, nice.
Like you know, this many years. Everyone's still alive.
I mean, but aren't people going to complain? It's sexist. It's chauvinist.
No, that's the whole idea. This is the perfect time to do it. Dolly Parton's coming back.
Lily Tomlin
and Jane Fonda. But
that'd be great.
But I'm like, man, Dolly Parton is huge, though. I mean, she was in Steel Magnolias.
Yes, she was.
She was in, of course, the 9 to 5.
She's a business mogul. Betty White has just kind of almost become
overseas.
The punchline of a joke. And Dolly Parton is a $500 million business mogul.
Is there any other woman you would put up there who do you think even would compete as far as who?
That's easy. Oprah.
A lot of people don't like Oprah. They're just too snotty. She puts herself on her own covers.
I'm going to tell you right now, millions and millions of women
between
love
those
Oprah.
Three, between Dolly Parton,
you're sleeping on Oprah.
You think people like They're Oprah sleeping. More than Dolly Parton
no
and
way.
Betty White?
Yes!
Look at the hue of the guys that are telling you that might be the case.
Yeah.
Because in my household, Oprah supersedes both those
Thank
ladies.
Thank you.
Hell no.
There's Jesus, then there's Oprah.
Yeah.
What about Nadia works? Sulman?
No, man, Not come on. America, you
yes.
take America.
Yes,
and
I'm
if Dolly
you,
Parton
Russ,
passes,
Russ.
And if Oprah, you go, you're feeling this, and this is what goes back to him. I think I agree with you in the sense that it's somewhat of a regional thing. If you go to New York City and you ask which two of those ladies is more popular, Betty White's going to go. You go to Los Angeles, Betty White's going to take it.
Betty White takes it in Los Angeles because living
that's
in
where her business was.
But living in California, man, people love Dolly Parton. Like all the up and coming, like tattoo shops, Dolly Parton.
Everybody
being
loves
on the top of that
That's part
list.
Of that hipster thing that
it
kind
is.
Of
is
into
it
that
totally
old school.
Is.
I'm telling you, man.
Or a texting service. Who do you think would be more? I wonder.
What?
Yeah. 77031. See, I wonder who's going to win.
Who's going this?
Come
listen,
on,
it could
dude.
Be Betty White.
Listen
I don't
to
know.
This guy with a race car. Yeah. Whatever.
Shooting fish in a barrel here. Okay. That's
well,
not really challenging. I'm thinking Dolly Parton.
That's actually a pretty good question. I bet
it
there
are, really isn't with our fan base. It's really not.
I'm saying there are other women. I bet you get because that those are pretty. That's a pretty good starting point.
What about Ellen?
Oh, nobody cares about Ellen.
Okay, sorry. She's still too young in the game.
Yeah. A lot of people don't like her.
Yeah.
I like her, but a lot of people don't.
All right. Yeah. When we come back,
but RuPaul.
Angel Premium Monster Sports. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Someday, Alexa will know everything. Alexa, how do I get rid of a deadbeat roommate?
Try poisoning them.
But until then, tell her to play Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio.
Playing Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio.
4.1 broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. I'm Russ Rollins along with Dirty Jim, Carlos, and Savannah. And now Angel's going to bring you Monster Sports.
Wow, dude.
That's rocking it out.
He's rocking out with your C out.
I needed a guitar solo.
Who was that?
Buck Cherry.
Okay, that's a good band.
The track is Out of Line. That's the guitar solo from that song.
That's what you are, sir.
Put him on the glass. Put him on the glass.
Monster Sports brought to you by Harry Buffalo, downtown Orlando's premier sports bar, located sports bar and restaurant, located right there on Church Street. Tonight we got Orlando City home match against New NYCFC. That starts at 7:30. I'm out there at 4 o'clock for the street party, brought to you by Harry Buffalo. Come hang out, and we'll have a good time and get your pre-party on before the match. And this is just an indication of what you can do anytime you go down to downtown Orlando. Let Harry Buffalo be your pre-party, your meet-up spot, or you can end your night there. Either way, that's Harry Buffalo.
And it's not just for drinks, man. I mean, they got great drinks, but, man, the food is
amazing. It's even a good place just to hang out. They got the golf games that everyone's a fan of. They have those up front. On Saturday afternoons, they have poker up front as well. So Texas Hold'em, hit up the guys. They'll let you know when those events go down. And I think we also have dueling pianos coming up the first Thursday of next month. I'll find out for sure. Harry Buffalo. So getting some numbers in from this most recent Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Wimbledon sold 25,472 towels during the tournament. Now, these towels are the commemorative, souvenir that you would want. How much do you think they make in gross sales off of selling 25,000 Wimbledon championship towels?
So they're probably selling them for $25 or whatever equal that is to the pounds. I know it costs about $2.50 to make one. So they're making 20 per, I believe. And how many total?
So they sold 25,000.
Oh, Christ.
And so this is the gross sales number that I have in front of me.
I've seen the number. It's actually 69 million.
It was not 69.
I have no idea. I could guess 100 million.
4 million.
They made $1 million off the towel sales. Now...
God almighty. That's still
I
cool.
didn't know, and this is, I guess, one of the customary things that you enjoy when you go to Wimbledon. They're the most popular dessert or item that you eat there. For example, you go to a baseball game here in the United States, you get a hot dog.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Baseball
park foods and whatnot.
Yeah, you go to the Derby, you get a mint julep, you get peanuts there.
So
I know what it is, right?
A crumpet.
No.
Okay, let's see if you guys can guess. Savannah, what do you think it is? This is the traditional thing that you enjoy when you go to Wimbledon.
A croissant?
A croissant, no.
That's French.
Is it a bloody biscuit?
Not a biscuit. Russ.
I mean, I said a crumpet.
A crumpet? That is not correct. Jimmy?
Strawberries and cream, isn't it?
Strawberries and cream.
Oh. Yeah.
How many portions of strawberries and cream do you think they sold over the 2 weeks of the tournament?
Dog, all I eat is peaches and cream, dog.
Oh, peaches and cream are great, too.
Me and 112.
Man, oh, man. How many portions?
Well, how many portions they sold? Now, I don't have the dollar amount what this equated to, but I have the amount they actually sold.
I'll say... 200,000.
200,000, that's as close as we're going to get. They sold 190,000 of these portions of strawberries and cream
at
Wimbledon. I didn't know it was that popular.
Is it Cool Whip or is it cream?
It looks like the image that they're showing here, it looks like authentic cream and poured over.
But it's not liquid, right?
No, they dollop it. So what they do, make it, and they make it out of heavy cream and they whip it to becomes whipped cream. They lightly sugar it. You get strawberries in a little basket, like a little hot dog thing. Uh-huh. And then they just take a dollop scallop at the cream and put it right on top and eat them with a fork.
Like right now, after the main course that we had for meat of the week, I look at this image and that seems like it would be the perfect little after dinner dessert.
Do you like a little dessert after your meal? Little sweets.
I think you're setting me up for something.
No, no.
Oh, okay.
Do you have something? Do you have any chocolate?
I do not. I have nothing.
Everybody collectively looked at Russ like he had just turned into a Snickers bar.
No, I don't.
You guys are some savages, man. Yeah,
We thought he had candy.
All right. This next audio that you are going to hear is audio that was directly. I talked to this gentleman, and I had him record a message just for Russ Rollins. This is a message to you, Russ.
Okay.
See if you can guess who this is talking to you.
Okay. Hello, it's me, Caitlyn Jenner. I think you're cute.
What's up, guys? Just wanted to make this video to say thank you so much for the thoughts and the prayers over the last couple of days. Doc said the surgery went well, so we got that going for me, which is nice. Now it's time to get back to training, but thank you so much for the prayers. God bless you.
Thanks, Russ.
Aww. Thank you, Tim.
Man, that was weird at the end. He personalized it.
That's Tim Tebow.
Sweetheart of a guy, that guy.
God bless
him. When he talks, you can literally hear the smile. The guy is perpetually smiling.
When I hear him talk, I just feel Jesus around me.
One of the nicest guys I ever met, man.
He was.
Super nice. He's a nice guy. That's why I root for him.
I spent 2 days with this guy, literally, from 8 a.m. till about 5 p.m. Both days after he had just won, I think, the Heisman.
Yeah.
And the guy couldn't have been at a higher peak. And he was a sweetheart of a man. I hope that he goes to Major League Baseball to shove it in Jimmy's face because you hate Jesus and Tim Tebow.
Well, if that happens, it's not going to happen.
For at least
a year from now. So that niceness that we get from Tim Tebow, here's a different baseball player.
Which one's this?
I have no idea who this is.
This is
going to be a bunch of them because baseball players are dicks.
Yeah. This is Alex Bregman talking about last night's loss. Colorado Rockies beat the Houston Astros 3-2 on a questionable call. And this is Alex Bregman talking about the decision that was made. You're going to hear some clever edits, and you can fill in with whatever words you want.
How frustrating was this night, specifically the ball you hit to left field?
Yeah, it was a joke, and they should be ashamed of themselves. Obviously, the guy has never played baseball before in his life, the guy in charge of whoever made that decision, because there is no possible way that you can say that a left fielder jumping backwards into a wall is guaranteed to make a catch. Change the whole game. We're up 2-1 at the time. I'm in third base. We need a fly ball to the outfield to get me in, and it's 3-1.
That's Alex. He's a little upset about the questionable call.
So the umps made a bad call.
Yeah, they blew it. And it goes back to what we say when it comes to using instant replay and using VAR and everything. If you're going to implement these things into professional sports, then it's about getting the call right.
I can't wait till we fire every umpire and referee in professional sports and replace them with badass referee cyborgs that never miss a call.
They never get it wrong.
And you can't argue with them because they will take out a laser ray and they'll shoot you in your face.
And it's kind of great, right? But before there were robots and instant replay, didn't you used to watch stuff and you could legitimize the umpires making a bad call? Like you could fight against it or you could fight
you,
for
you,
it.
There was an argument
and that
for
that. Part of the thing. That was part of the life of it. Oh, you're getting paid. Like, now, screw you.
They took that part out of it, like with tennis, though, because tennis now, it's electronic, right?
Tennis is actually probably one of the professional sports that gets it right a lot of the time.
I think they were the first ones to do it, too.
They are the first adopters, and they've made it so good with tennis that you're like, why can't you do this with other sports?
Yeah, because you're not relying on someone's eye any longer in tennis. It's that laser thing.
What about all the out of work umpires in the world?
Nah, screw them.
That's not right.
No Mr. Rule Keepers.
Ooh, the next monster's in court.
Ooh, umpires.
Umpires.
Ooh,
should they go or stay?
All right, so we talked about earlier in the week Jimmy Garoppolo, and he had a little off-field misadventure. And a couple things that are coming out as a football camp or NFL camps open last night. Did you guys know or were you aware? One of the things that really forced the Patriots to get rid of Garoppolo, he was going after Brady. Like, in the sense, like, even at camp, he felt he was, he would walk around the locker room. He thought he was better than him.
Oh, yeah. You had I read about that.
You had two roosters in the hen house, and he wasn't backing down from that.
Well, you know what? Because, he's an athlete. He shouldn't.
No, no. But the, and here's the thing. He was the heir apparent.
Yeah.
You want your guy to be that way. But the Patriots were nowhere near getting rid of Brady.
Yeah, and he knew he could start anywhere in the league almost. I mean, he knew there are a number of teams out there that would give him a starting position immediately. And I just heard a great piece yesterday on ESPN about this very thing. And he's the one who forced the trade. I mean, he's the one who wanted it. He wasn't going to sit another year when Brady said he's coming back. And, you know, as long as his body will hold up and all that.
And he, so here's some audio of some of the off-field stuff that we were talking about earlier in the week.
You know, he's dating a porn star.
What'd you learn from the fallout?
Yeah, just, you know, life is different now. My life off the field, I've never really been big on, you know, being very public with things, you know, even social media. I'm not out there a ton, but, you know, my life's looked at differently. I'm under a microscope, and like Kyle said, it is a good learning experience. Just have to take it in stride. I mean, it is what it is.
What is he talking about?
He's talking about how he got put on blast earlier in the week when he went out on a date with porn star Kiara Mia.
My bad.
And we had talked about it. And so it's him talking about it. Speaking of his deal, do you guys recall what his contract is with the San Francisco 49ers?
It's huge.
4 years, $75 million, something like that. No,
that's a nice attempt.
4 years, $140 million, 5140, 5125.
5 year deal worth $137.5 million.
It's guaranteed dough, right?
And it's a huge portion of that.
And he's not even proven, right? I mean, he's really.
He had a 6-7 game run. Well, seven starts because Brady being suspended, and he looked.
Amazing.
And then when he started for San Fran, they hadn't won a game until the guy started. Then they won like five or six in a row. Yeah. The guy is a baller.
Look,
if I had money to bet and you said, hey, look, here's your chip. You got to bet it all on one guy being a superstar. It's on Garoppolo. It's not even close.
More than Jameis Winston, your guy.
Yeah, I know.
No food for you.
A lot of the Jacksonville Jags are coming back this year.
You said a lot of the Jackson 5 are coming back. And I was like, are they?
Yeah, they're you know, this is what you want to hear when you, about your NFL team, right? You don't want to hear, and this is what's, again, compliments are good looking on Jacksonville Jaguars. They don't have any of their main key guys going, oh, I'm holding out.
Yeah.
Everyone's back in camp. They're back. They're focused.
They made it to, one game away from making it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, these are good things that you want to hear at this time of year. You know, you have other NFL teams. They've got key guys, you know, Pittsburgh Steelers, Atlanta Falcons. They've got other guys.
Yeah, Julio Jones is holding out. Le'Veon Bell is holding out.
Le'Veon Bell, I don't know, he is. Julio Jones, the report was, and this was just a couple hours ago, that he's going to show up today. So, but that's, again, compliment or good, you know, good looking on the Jaguars.
How's the Miami Dolphins looking?
They're looking, man.
They
are looking.
It's been a while since they've been good.
I feel you, bro.
That's Monster Sports.
Thank you, Angel. All right, then we have some email to answer and some other things to handle when we come back. Oh, by the way, any call? Did you get a call
from
Frank
the Bear? We've had texts all morning long. People are kind of stressed out about the Frank thing.
Frank the Bear, okay, just so you know.
What if it was Frank the Bear in the garage?
Here's what happened. A bear was shot and killed yesterday in a garage over in Sweetwater. I've been putting a shout out for Frank the Bear. Still haven't heard from him.
That's sad. I'm a little upset.
I mean, it could be. I mean, maybe he just can't get to his cell phone.
Come on, Frank.
Maybe he didn't pay his bill.
His minutes.
It could be.
I got one last person I'm trying to shout out to.
You know what? I bet
Rodney.
You know
Rodney, we can get Rodney to go out in the woods.
I bet if he's got a really crappy a really crappy case on his phone, he probably can't get figure out how to work it right.
That's why you can't buy cases at 5 and under because then break them the same day.
All right, leave it alone.
You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. We're broadcasting live on iHeartRadio tomorrow night. It's What the Hell's Angel Listening To?
Damn, it's Friday already.
You guys sound like me now. It's crazy. It was a fast week for me because I didn't work on Monday, so it went by very, very quick. But Yeah, so it's this coming tomorrow night, 10 till midnight. It's What the Hell's Angel Listening To. Welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, Carlos, and Savannah, all here today. It's a national day. You know how they have those national days? It's National Aunt and Uncle Day. Uh-huh. Now, you know, aunt and uncles they don't always get the respect due, do you think?
Yeah. Probably not.
You kind of forget about your aunt and uncle for whatever reason, but when you see them, you know, you're kind of close to them, and, you know.
Aunts and uncles are hit or miss.
Yeah.
Either they're awesome or they should.
Or you can have a good aunt and a bad aunt.
Or you can have a not real blood aunt or uncle, and they can almost be better sometimes. But I have across the board. I have across the board all different types.
Well, you know, I have, like, my parents. My dad had, like, 9 different brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. So I had some good, you know, good aunt and uncles and some bad aunt and uncles. A little bit of both.
My favorite uncle, this is a good story. It's going to sound bad, but it's a good story. He passed this week.
Sorry.
But he was
lived a good life.
Yeah, well, he was handicapped, and he needed 24-hour care, those kind of things. But the reason he's one of my favorite uncles is this: when he was younger, he was stricken with polio, had a high fever and everything, and it kind of fried his brain, for lack of a better term. Mm-hmm. So sometimes he was there with you, sometimes he wasn't. He was in his head, right? But the one thing that he did just so eloquently, and it was how I learned to cuss in Spanish.
Oh, really?
I thought you were going to say roll a joint.
He would go into these episodes, and he would put his hands over his eyes, and he would tell you these stories that he's seeing, these visions that he's having. Whoa. Right? But he is dropping down soliloquies in Spanish of cursing, and I'm
like, it's almost like Tourette an art form. Type,
yeah, it's
Tourette
definitely a Tourette kind of thing going on. But that was how I was like, I might have heard these words, but I had never heard somebody string these words together,
right?
In just the amazing fashion that he did, and it was I remember, like, going to his house in PR, having one of these, and then I'd go back with my cousins and I would repeat the things that he said. My grandmother caught me. It's probably one of the most severe beatings, but it was all worth it.
So you were close with your uncle, or
as close as you could be with with what was going on with him, you know?
Yeah. Jimmy, I don't even know if you have an aunt and uncle.
Yeah, I have 3 uncles that I'm close with. The aunts and uncles on my dad's side,
yeah,
I'm not as close with them as I have been, but my uncles on my mom's side, I talk to and know quite well. Actually, one of them almost kind of took place in my dad as we were growing up. My Uncle Bobby was there for me for a lot of the stuff I through my adolescence. That was awesome, you know.
So they made this National Aunt and Uncle Day to remind you to, you know, maybe call your aunt and uncle. A lot of times, a lot of people don't think about that or go out of the way to do that. Like, I've got a bunch of several of my uncles that I love to death have passed away since then. I only have a couple. I think it's just a couple left. But he was always, you know, my uncles were always a big deal. I worked with one of my uncles for a long time, Uncle Paul, and I love that guy to death. He was a cool guy. Who's you got someone in line?
Yeah, we might need to take this.
Don't take it or do take it?
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, it's Frank the Bear.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. We were so worried. There's a story out. It says a bear shot in Seminole County, and I talked about it early this morning, thinking you would call in like you normally do, and we hadn't heard from you. We thought it might be you.
Rawr, son of a bitch. Eric's gone. Eric's gone.
The he was Eric the Bear?
Yeah, oh, yeah, it was my bro.
Oh man.
Rawr, Eric. I love you, dude. He just loved trash, man. That guy's a trash-loving fool.
But it says here that neighbors say that Eric, I guess who you're talking about, Eric the Bear, was aggressive and in the garage going after, like, dog food and stuff.
Not true. Fake news.
Fake news?
Fake news. Eric and I, look, man. We get hungry and horny. That's 2 things bears do.
Right.
And when you leave a buffet of Rachel Ray dog food in the garage,
yeah,
we're not talking old Roy.
No,
yeah,
we're not talking Caesar.
We're talking real chicken.
We're talking real chicken, Jim. And I love your show, by the way. PTK, catch it when I can.
Word. We don't cook bear, so you're safe.
And Eric goes in for a little quick bite, and this maniac of a human, a god, and you guys have created some horrible humans in this world.
Well, I mean, He was defending his garage.
He was defending his fridge?
Defending his fridge.
Oh, well, really, defending his fridge. He was taking some morsels out of it. We were going to be on our way. We were backpedaling, and there is no stand your bear law.
Okay. Stand your bear.
Hey, Frank the Bear.
Rawr.
What's
hey, sweetheart, how are you?
I'm good.
Rawr. Oh, God, I didn't tell you I got hit. Rawr.
You got hit by a car?
No. No, the guy had about a little 15-pound weight, and he threw it, rolled over one of my claws.
Oh. Well, I was going to ask you, what's your favorite food to eat so that people can avoid taking it on camping trips and leaving it in the garage?
Oh, well, see here, sweetheart. Rawr, I'm a bear. I eat rotting corpses.
He'll eat anything.
Anything that smells, looks, or feels like food, I would eat. I've eaten slippers. I've eaten comforters.
You ate a comforter?
Oh, yeah, they leave them out there. Rawr, these college kids go out there, they start banging in the woods.
Hey, when's the last time a bear was shot in a neighborhood like this? I can't ever remember that happening.
I think it was 69.
Oh,
hey.
Yeah.
Frank, I have one question that's been a question plaguing humans forever.
All right, Rawr.
Do you really S in the woods?
Oh, God. Oh, man. Heard this one so many damn times.
Am I stereotyping? Because I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's like when people walk up to you and say, where's your gator at, Savannah? Right?
I'm sorry. I just thought I'd ask. I don't know if you have toilet.
So stupid.
I have tried to poop in a porta potty before. Those things are disgusting. I don't know how you humans do it. I see you all the time. I'll be chilling in the back of some festival near some woods.
Well,
and I'll see some dirty asses go in there. And I'll think, ew. And I won't eat you afterwards.
So FWC is saying that it's illegal to hunt bears, but... But you can defend yourself against a bear if it's in your house.
Oh, they what? What was that, Russ? I was busy screaming at him.
I said hunting bears is illegal in Florida, but FWC officials say that if one comes, you know, into your garage and you're defending yourself, we can shoot the hell out of the bears.
Well, obviously, there's bearism. And this is total 100% annihilation of my kind. And you're taking our woods. What the hell are we supposed to do, right, Savannah?
I'm right there with you, Frank.
Yeah, habitat loss is a big deal for you guys.
It is a big deal, Jim. And man, can you play any sad music? Rawr, I want to give a little memorial to Eric.
Oh, yeah, Eric the bear.
Let's give him a shout, buddy.
Shot and killed.
Rawr, Eric was there for me a lot, Rawr.
Yeah.
When I broke up with Stephanie back in 14, I was kicked out of my cave.
Yeah.
Stephanie stayed there. She made horrible claims about me, Rawr. And I couldn't kick her out of my cave. She had a bunch of my memorabilia, different things that I've collected.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Frank the Bear memorabilia?
Yeah. Stephanie went on Bear Book, which is the Facebook for bears.
Bear Book.
And started posting some insane crap about me. Yeah, about 10% was true. But what would you do with a crazy bitch bear living in your cave?
I saw most of the stuff I saw on Bearstagram. I'm just telling you.
Sometimes you just got to move, Frank.
Guess what?
What?
I packed up my things.
Yeah.
And I moved into Eric's cave.
Oh.
And let me tell you, man, that dude didn't judge me.
Yeah.
He just said, sit back and relax. We'll eat some little dogs here soon, but... Just get your mind off Steph.
He was there for you then.
Did he have a cool old couch that you had given him before but forgot?
That's right, Rawr. So, rest in peace, Eric. You're one of the good ones, bro. Yeah, Angel?
No, it's weird.
The story sounds familiar.
I feel like I had heard this before. No. I could be wrong.
It's all right, Russ. We all got our Eric.
All right. Well, Frank the Bear, a lot of the texting people are glad that you're still around and that you didn't get shot.
I'm around forever, man. I'm too quick for bullets. I scared the hell out of that guy. He shot at Eric because, to be honest, I tripped Eric.
Okay.
We're running away.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Frank the Bear is still alive. Thank you, Frank.
Too many R's. A lot of them.
Oh. You know, so I know you're packing, Dirty Jim. Would you shoot a bear if it was in your garage?
That's got nothing to do with my unit.
No.
I would not. Actually, I would I would not do that. I would just, you know, just wait for him to go away.
Yeah.
I mean, what is he going to do? He's going to hurt anything. If he does, I mean, your insurance is going to cover it. Your homeowner's insurance.
No, I would shoot the hell out of a bear. I would shoot the hell out of
one. I saw a video the other day. It was a bear, right? And there was this woman who had a kayak, and she sprayed the bear with some sort of a bear repellent. And the bear got mad and started ripping up her kayak. And she's like, "Bear, why are you doing this?" Like, and he just tore the kayak up out of spite.
When we go camping, I always take, you know, I take my pistol with me, and, you know, just have it just in case. And that time we were out at Wakaiva, and, you know, I'm the one who left that cooking grease out on the stove. Well, bears can smell that stuff, and I heard a rattle. They knocked over a broom, and when it hit, it made that, you know, that clapping sound.
Yeah.
And I looked out there, and sure enough, there was a bear, a couple of them actually, tooling around and licking up the grease they'd knocked off there. And, you know, what am I supposed to do? Get my nine and shoot that?
No, dude.
I mean, he's down there. I'm in his area, you know?
But I think the garage is different. I think the garage is different. If you got dogs, you know, it's in your place. It's broken that line. So if it does go away.
In a garage, what can it can...
This is what it'll do. Man, stop backing up. I used to be so the same way about bears. Like, oh, they're so sweet.
Oh, that's where my Ryobi tools are.
Exactly.
If it starts tearing up my Ryobi tools, I gotta get it.
It rips into your Yeti. It starts ripping apart your Yeti cooler. Okay, and then it knows.
Well, Yeti is indestructible, so it can't do that.
But it knows it can go back there, and the next thing you know, you walk out one day, and you're the bear buffet.
There's that damn bear. What's the biggest dog a bear has? They usually only eat those little dogs, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, you know, here's the thing.
I think my dog's fine.
If my dog started barking at a bear the size I saw, I think the bear would probably think twice. I mean, my dog's 155 pounds. He's no joke.
Right.
But, you know, he's also old. But I would tell you, I mean, the bear would kill my dog.
In two seconds.
It wouldn't even be close. My dog would not know how to react to an attack from a bear who only knows I'm trying to stay alive. You know what my dog knows? Bacon treats and the front porch and me petting him while he lays on his back with his tongue out.
That scene in the Leonardo DiCaprio movie that's blanking on right now.
Revenant.
The Revenant is one of the most horrific, realistic looking scenes. Have you ever seen bear attacks for real? How they throw and you're just this rag doll back and forth.
You have no chance.
I can't wait.
I haven't seen it, but my wife and I, for some reason, it's funny you should mention that, over the last couple days, she says, we've never seen Revenant. We have to sit down and Revenant. So we're watching Revenant this weekend.
Isn't it fantastic?
We're going to.
I haven't seen it yet. It's a movie that
good. It's a bit slow.
I don't care about that.
But you'll love it. Think about it. It's a movie that had been tried to be made for 20 years, 30 years, but they couldn't
do it.
Based
on a true story.
Based on a true story. They just literally, technologically wise, they couldn't do it, and now they can.
And I'm in one of those weird points of my life now that every time I'm on Facebook or social media, and I see an expanse of land, whether it be mountains or whatever the case may be, I'm longing to be like out in the world.
I feel like
being in Baldwin and everybody's kind of on top of you and there's nowhere to go really, I have felt over the last, I had this.
Palak is calling your name back.
Yeah, that's an expanse.
Come on back.
Jimmy. You knew you was above your raisin.
Come on home, boy.
You knew you was going to come back.
we're going away next week to some of that. And I love being in the middle of nowhere. That's like one of my favorite things.
Why don't you PTK this trailer kitchen?
All right, we got an email to answer when we come back. You're
this
listening to the Monster of the Morning. Listen to the Monster of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. We are broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. I'm Russ Rollins along with Dirty Jim, who you can hear tomorrow at 3 o'clock on the Jim Colbert Show.
Thank you.
You got Angel here, of course. You'll hear him tomorrow night. What the hell is Angel listening to from 10 till midnight? Carlos, Savannah, all here. Oh, by the way, tomorrow on the Monster of the Morning, it's another Friday where we're going to be live on our YouTube channel and an extra opportunity to win tickets for two to Universal Studios for our Monster Fan Appreciation Show. So you watch us on YouTube, you have another chance to possibly win those tickets. Also, 7 o'clock tomorrow in the morning, we were going to have tickets for two for the Universal Show, which is the Fan Appreciation Show on August the 4th. Do we have a guest coming in from the Improv tomorrow, Angel?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Interesting.
I'm going to be here tomorrow too. I'm excited.
And Savannah will be here, and it's a big Friday.
I'm the guest, just not from the Improv.
Can I say something real quick, Russ?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you going to tell them or you want me to tell them?
You know what? I don't care. Bear rights activist people that have been contacting us. Guess
bear
what?
Bear rights activists, yeah,
they're
Jimmy.
They're called the Brights.
Yeah.
And it's okay. Frank is a friend of the show, and we talk to him all the time.
Why they're upset about the way
they're
we talk to him?
They're upset saying that, you know, bears shouldn't be talking to morning shows in this kind of manner, vulgar. So I think it's the same people who are mad about the dog that was on cocaine.
Yeah, so gotta be very careful.
Darren Carter's our guest from the Improv tomorrow.
Aaron Carter?
Darren Carter.
Aaron Carter.
Yeah, that one group, the bear group, stained the sidewalk.
Yes.
And then I want to give a quick shout out, if I could. Steve Sanders ran into the Orlando Magic's number one draft pick here in town at a local eatery. Took a picture of it and sent it to us. Tagged me and you, Carlos.
Both
of us. Yeah.
Where? Mo Bamba?
He's with Mo Bamba at a local eatery that doesn't need to be mentioned because they're doing quite well.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's cool that one of the fans of the show went out there. Steve, hit me up directly and send you out a Monster Sports t-shirt.
We got a Monster Sports t-shirt?
We got Monster Sports t-shirts. That's coming out of my own dime, so, you know.
Oh, hell.
But this is how this works, Monster fans.
Hook the brother up with some double X.
If you get with a sports celebrity of Orlando, you get a picture with them, you hashtag Monsters in the Morning, I'll send you a t-shirt.
Nice. Hey,
you got a good screen printer.
Yes, I do.
I got a cricket machine. We can make the
We
got
to do some business after the show. Is it the same people that made your What the Hell is Angel Listening to shirt?
Yes.
And by the way, do not dismiss the cricket. Yeah. Cricket.
I'm not hating on the cricket.
I love you.
Uh-huh.
But I'm with Lowe's here.
Yeah.
We also have a cricket. That's and great. How dare you?
Yeah, besmirch.
Do not sleep.
Wait, hold
do
on.
Do not sleep on what the cricket. If you've watched my show on Tuesday nights, you see those aprons I'm wearing? Handmade, shiny PTK logos with paisley and glitter. Dude.
It's like your at-home print shop, essentially.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. What is cricket?
It's a machine that you...
I would never besmirch the cricket name.
Right.
It just doesn't seem that the machine has a ability for volume.
There you go again. Russ, you know those when the sign companies have that machine, the big vinyl? It looks like a giant printer, but it cuts vinyl.
Yeah.
Imagine a home version of that.
Okay.
Yeah, reload in it and it digitally cuts out whatever you want. We've been making custom aprons for fans of Primetime Kitchen for a little bit now.
That's
and they're
good.
Awesome.
Yeah, they look 100% professional and it's pretty cool. Now, yeah, volume, a little bit more difficult.
Yeah,
You gotta be ironing them and everything, but it's a pretty cool invention.
Hey, let me read this email real quick. I earlier in the show, I told you that they had a Cento connection. It's a small connection, but it's a connection nonetheless. It's hey, Monsters, big fan of the show. Oh, by the way, if you ever want to email me, russ@wtcast.com, and we'll read some of them on the air. Hey, Monsters, big fan of the show. I need your opinion on something. And it didn't put something, it's a something. So my girlfriend and I moved in together about 3 weeks ago, and it's going great. Only issue... we've had is when we put the furniture in our living room, when the movers moved our stuff in, we used Cento, by the way, she told them to put the things in a place without my input. He didn't get to say where it goes. Then told me that if I wanted to move it whenever I wanted to, that's fine. You can move it when you want. Well, she's going to be going out of town this weekend, and I thought I'd take it upon myself to move the furniture around with my friends, but everyone I know says it's a bad idea. My buddy's girlfriend told me that it was a bad idea to move the stuff without telling my girlfriend. But she told me I could, he says.
Uh-huh.
If she doesn't like it, then I'll put everything back. Do you think it'd be good to surprise her? Is this a good surprise?
My God.
And this is Matt from Winter Springs.
My God, man.
Yeah.
He is stepping. This is as stupid as a thing as you can do. You might as well just go cheat on her.
Yeah,
You might as well go sleep with a whore while she's gone. Women don't want
a surprise.
A surprise home redecoration.
Yeah. Like when your girl goes away, don't paint the hall.
Yeah.
Because guess what? You're going to be painting again. That's where it was.
You automatically pick the wrong color. It doesn't matter what you pick.
Part of a girl's... Well, look, when a female comes into a home and sets it up the way they like to live, that's their comfort zone.
Nesting.
If you're a guy who cares about that, You should probably check yourself a little bit in a number of ways.
Sister, she's going out town this weekend.
Or just have an effing seat.
She's going out town this weekend. I thought I'd take it upon myself to move the furniture around with my friends and put everything where I like it.
What? This is you. Your wife's working all weekend because we know she's a paramedic.
What are you trying to change in your house?
You're going to try to paint the house while she's gone. Everybody on this show knows that.
I'm trying to put up another wall.
I'm moving the Jimmy Buffett surfboard to the game room.
No. This is Matt from Winter Spring. But I don't know why he doesn't just say, hey, listen, I want the couch over there. Are you good with that? Because if you're good with it, I'll move it. And she says, no, then don't. I don't know what it's a big. Is it a dumb email? Is what
this is too close to home. This is yours.
No, it's not mine.
If it's a dumb email, it came from you.
No.
Well, that was a shot. My God, dude. You can't mask it even a little?
It's because you didn't get in the headphones fast enough.
Right.
You're right.
I've learned as being married for almost 11 years now.
Don't just move furniture without asking.
Anything to do with your home decor, if your wife or girlfriend even cares about it a little bit. There's a bunch of chicks out there could give a damn winky winky to the right hand side about home decor.
Yeah.
Right?
But you could put a tent in my living room and I could just be just as happy
there.
Yeah, exactly.
We're getting people texting in right and left, both men and women. It's a trap, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Suicide well, not a good rat. Idea. He says that if she doesn't like it, he'll put everything back, but you think it's a good idea to surprise her? No.
Why burn the calories? You're going to be putting it back.
Yeah.
If she wanted it that way, guess what? It'd be that way.
Listen, I think that person should spend their time better while she's gone out of town watching kids videos and catching up.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
My stuff is where it's supposed to be. I'm good.
Now, do you make that decision or does your wife make the decision?
You know what? My stuff was already set. When she made the decision.
Yeah,
everything's my decision.
What would you do for some miracle kind of thing? You spent the weekend away.
You came home
and she moved the Jimmy Buffett bar. She put he's twitching already.
I would freak out.
She moved the Kiss guitar to a different room.
Oh hell!
You know what I mean? She scratched it because you know when you're moving stuff, you're gonna end up scratching something.
Yeah, she wanted all the speakers in just one spot of the house.
Yeah, I'm a very particular man.
What I would pay to have you go away for a weekend and have her rearrange the house and watch you melt into your knee socks.
Yeah.
And I want her to stay there and go, surprise!
Surprise! I put the pictures on different walls. That would freak me out. Yeah.
You just burn the house down?
Yeah, yeah.
Why would that freak you out so much?
Because
does it matter where the pictures of you are?
Lois, he'd just give up. I was like, screw it. On fire.
Burn it down.
Yeah, I've burned stuff before.
Well, this is buy a new house now.
This is not new to me.
I don't think I made one decision in my house regarding the interior of my house. Literally not one decision.
I build up the one that I really, really want till when I'm like, you know, because most of the time, like, I really don't care because she has way better style and design
than
me.
Same here. I mean,
but then when there's one that I stay, and I always say, hey, do I ever say anything? And she goes, no. I said, so this one's mine. And it works.
See, I'm the one,
I said that on the radio.
I make all the decisions about that kind of stuff.
Your own spot,
my wife does not care about where anything goes.
You make all the interior design decisions?
I decorate the back. I'm the one that goes to Pier 1 and gets, she could care less about all that stuff. Important to her at all.
Everybody plays a role, man. Yeah. Everybody plays a role in a relationship.
My wife bought this giant global, like, it looks like an atom. Like, if you're going to draw, if you're going to make a model of what an atom would look like with all the, you know, and it hangs over our dining room table that we never use. And I remember when I saw it the first time, I'm like, that thing is a monstrosity. I do not want that in the house. I mean, it just blocks this box. Uh-huh. And she goes, well, we'll hang it up because it wasn't that expensive. Let's hang it up and see what it looks like. And sure enough, like every other decision she makes, I don't like that color. Put the color up. It looks unbelievable.
Looks good,
and then everybody walks in the house and the first thing they notice, lighting is awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, that's why I just shut up and sit down.
Remember to join us for the Monster Back to School Skate Party. It's going to be on August the 10th from 7 till 9.
Yeah.
You're going to want to join us. Go to realradio.fm to get more information about the Monster Skate Party. Your tickets for the Universal Studios Orlando. You can win them tomorrow at 7 o'clock when we do trivia. Also, you can go to the website at monster.fm at 9 and see if your name is one of the daily 5. Dirty Jim tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Colbert Show.
Yep.
Tomorrow night, it's Angel. So I think that's it, right? All right, stay tuned for the News Junkie right after the Monsters at 3 o'clock. It's the one and only Jim Phillips and the Phillips File. Then it's Tom and Dan. Then it's Real Last with Monster Comics. And we're back tomorrow for a Friday edition of Do Our Thing. From Dirty Jim, Angel, Carlos, and Savannah.
And the leader of this mess, Mary Man, Russ. Menage a trois. It's all I drink. Rollin'.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. We ain't gotta go home.
We gotta get the hell out of here and drink wine.
Swirl.
Someday Alexa will do everything. Alexa, can you unclog the toilet?
Yeah, I'm kind of busy right now.
But until then, just tell her to play Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio.
Playing Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio.